What's poppin'? Drew and Mike show from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Thursday show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire up.
Woo.
Trudy fresh from her fresh shift.
Fresh, very much.
At WLLZ.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mark and Joey and Brandon. And we're live on Facebook, too. Hey, like us on Facebook. Rate us on Facebook. Like us on iTunes, too, or rate us on iTunes. We don't have any new ratings over there. We could use some new people to the show. Facebook's brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. It's Restaurant Week in Royal Oak now through March 10th. This means special menus, three-course meals, prices ranging from $15 to $35. Hey, Mesa was featured on Channel 7.
What?
Really?
One of the top choices for Royal Oak Restaurant Week.
Well.
Because it's that cool.
Yeah.
And with March Madness coming, don't forget the 35-foot screen and the 150 tequilas at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in the heart of Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th on the west side of the street, right in the middle of the block there, by the way.
Tacos.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get some right now.
God, today. Oh, Kelly interview I was watching with Gail, we'll get into that. Gail King. Oh, my God, what a mess. I got to tell you, my mind is still on this Michael Jackson thing. I am just absolutely falling apart watching all these stupid developments with this documentary.
Did you see the new development?
The protest at Channel 4 in London.
No, I didn't see that.
Brandon's prep.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, maybe I should read it.
You should not assiduously ignore Brandon's prep. Once in a while, it'll bust you.
I was talking about Paris Jackson's comments.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she hasn't seen it.
But she still believes her dad.
Oh, of course she
is innocent.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You know who else has not seen it yet?
I don't know.
Debbie Rowe.
You know, all this attention
She doesn't see the point in watching the Neverland documentary because Michael's been dead for years.
What? Okay.
What are you talking about, Rowe?
It's what's driving me crazy. Remember Christine Blasey Ford?
Yes.
Who said she was, you know, somebody jumped on her, or Kavanaugh jumped on her at a party, and he grabbed her, and, you know, she got away.
Right.
And all the respect she was shown.
Yeah.
And there were some people that were not terribly respectful, and they were called out for it.
Yes.
Look at the disrespect for these two guys who just want money.
How many top 10 hits did Kavanaugh have?
Well, that's the point.
I know.
So it's so okay to just have open season on these two victims, quote unquote, because they just wanted money. Everyone wants money, by the way. Everyone who wants money accuses a star of sexual assault. That's something.
If it were just those two sitting there accusing, and not their parents and their entire family and their spouses and of people.
And the other two people who've been paid off. And Gavin Arvizo, who took him to court and really got screwed because other people he molested testified in his favor because they're fucked up in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Why
is it okay? If I would hurt a child, I would slip my wrists. I would never hurt a child.
Why is it okay to beat up on these two victims? I don't understand. Because it's not okay when it's Christine Blasey Ford. And we're not even talking about the same league of abuse. Mm-mm.
Me Too seems to end with Michael Jackson.
I mean...
Yeah, it does.
If they were little boys and had come out, would they have been beaten up on?
Gavin Arvizo was beaten up on.
No, you mean in Kavanaugh? Is there somebody who...
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. It's also an
in Kavanaugh?
Now. Oh, you mean if the two new people were still little boys?
If the
That's
two guys... Yeah, if they were little boys, would they beat up on him? Because... You know, they're adult men. I wonder how much.
Why'd they wait so long?
Well, yeah, but
why the people accusing Catholic priests wait so long?
All right, jump in a time machine, go back, get yourself molested by Michael Jackson, and then we'll hear your story.
Do I get $23 million?
Sure.
It's funny how all these people want money. They all want money. R. Kelly's victims. They all want money. They all want money. Well, the fact is, he uses his money to defeat all these people. He used his money. He paid off people that were involved in that trial, which, by the way, I guess that doesn't matter. I guess the fact that he spent millions on legal fees doesn't matter. The victims have very few resources. The victims aren't scoring giant sums of money unless they settle, which many, many did. Why would R. Kelly pay all these people settlements? Why did Michael Jackson pay giant settlements? Really?
Mm-hmm. They got nothing on me past 92, tops.
I think the saddest part of that, too, is when at the end of the first one, I had to cut out after some of the sickest parts of it, and so I went back and watched it last night. Is him.
Oh, when you were in the mood? You have to be in a mood to watch it?
I knew I just needed to catch up. Yeah. I wasn't in any mood.
You do have to be in a stable mind frame, though, or else
you
it's
do.
Kind of shocking.
Yeah, and it was when he was talking about how he was replaced by all these different guys, you know, all these. It was Macaulay and a couple other people. Well,
that was amazing. That was incredible to watch that.
And right after he
and
moved
his
here.
Mom saying, too, we were staying at Neverland, and there was another family there, and they got to go to the special place. And
yeah,
we've been
dumped. She said later on, she said, we've been dumped.
Oh, my God. So explain that, people who defend Michael Jackson.
I want Macaulay to.
I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
By the way, I can't believe Macaulay Culkin is really okay with all this. Nothing happened. Anything to me.
But if nothing happened
like,
when he was there, I mean, that's going to be his statement.
But one of those kids said that he went in the bathroom and locked the door with the kid that had replaced him when he and Macaulay were there.
Right, but perhaps he didn't recognize that as being some kind of, bad relationship there.
Well,
I just didn't think Macaulay Culkin, as an adult, I would think Macaulay Culkin would be saying, yes, sleeping in Michael Jackson's bed with Kiernan on this side and me on that side, jamming in the bed was probably not a good idea. And him being around all these little kids is very sick and twisted. And
Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin's on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. You know, we have the footage. I have all the footage.
Is that right, Michael?
I would think Macaulay Culkin would be saying something really fucked up was going on there. I didn't see any abuse, but that was really twisted. I can't believe my parents even let me do that.
I have to wonder why Macaulay Culkin... Did he make that much dough for Home Alone 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah.
That he was able to not work ever again for the rest of his life?
I've wondered that.
Because all he does
Seems
is sit
way,
around and make playlists.
Richie Rich.
Oh, right.
That was a
good
great
son.
Movie.
Uncle Buck.
The Good Son. That's not a bad movie.
It's okay.
He's currently worth $15 million.
Okay.
So he's
is
still
$15
got
million
should be
for
okay.
all those movies? I mean, there are a lot of people who've made a lot of movies in their
My Girl.
Now.
My Girl. Wow. What a boring movie that was.
Sad.
Well, we.
Why? What happened?
I don't want to spoil it. There's bees.
Bees.
We have a new advertiser.
Hey.
106.7 WLLZ, and here's a sample hour for you. Maybe might have been Trudy's hour. Alice in Chains, Man in the Box.
Yes.
Great song.
My
Bon Jovi, Your Love is Like Bad.
Brandon and I were going through this playlist, and just like, do you like bad medicine? Brandon goes, yeah, I kind of do. I go, I do too. There's a strength in numbers there too. I know neither of us wanted to admit it until we both admitted that we do kind of like that song. We do. I like
rock
that
out
song.
To Bon Jovi tunes.
Okay,
I would. I would.
Tom Petty, Refugee, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, a lot of GNR.
Green Day, When I Come Around. Yeah. Alice Cooper, Under My Wheels. Linkin Park, In the End.
Sweet.
Stones, Start Me Up. That's a new Stones song.
That's
like the Stones.
2 o'clock hour, isn't it?
It's the 11 o'clock hour.
Oh.
Pearl Jam, Better Man, AC/DC, It's a Long Way to the Top, Scorps, No One Likes
Scorps.
No One Like You.
Scorps.
Nirvana, Lake of Fire.
Yeah.
Dio!
Yeah, like that. Yeah, Ronnie James.
Rainbow in the Dark and Van Halen, Panama.
Scorps.
Yeah. Sample Hour.
Rush, R.E.M., Filter.
Wow. Yeah. Do they play Hey Dude, Nice Shot or just Hey Man, Nice Shot?
Oh, it has to be updated for the 90s?
Yeah, Drew's version.
No, that was from the 90s.
That was Drew's version. Oh, wasn't it Drew's Hey version. Dude? Or was it Hey Guy?
Hey Dude, right, Nice Shot, I think. I remember the song well.
It's a great song.
You know Alice in Chains is going to tour, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I did.
That's pretty cool.
They are?
Yeah.
Who's singing now?
I don't know.
It said, I know I just read about it.
New singer.
Did you recognize the singer's name?
I don't remember.
Wait, Alice in Chains?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah, you said Alice in
Chains. Yeah, it's got their new singer's been around for a while. He sounds just like
Lane. This is terrible. Yeah, this is terrible, but is it the black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He sounds just like Lane Stanley. Just like him.
I feel racist because I don't know his name. I know Jerry Cantrell, and that's it.
No, and Lane Staley.
I saw them at Rock on the Range. You're really good.
Really oh, good. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Mother Nature's been punishing us this winter, continues to. What's the temperature today? 15, 17?
Yes.
Oh, boy. And that snow belt came through Zot, of course, but it did not hit Zot Dodge Ram.
What?
No, it doesn't. The Zot snow belt is just through Zot Ford.
Is that to spite Maz?
Yes, it seems. I don't know. I think it was a coincidence that he went to work there. Didn't know it was a sales and shoveling job. And then he found out the snow belt was there, and they get so much snow, which I think is why it's a sales and shoveling job. But Dodge Ram truck, they have nothing to do with the snow belt, and they're offering you 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. Yes, $99 a month, which is well below my phone bill. That's less than half my phone bill. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting in your ass at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. No Maz, but they've got Stephanie. She's way better looking, and she would love to sell you a Dodge Ram for $99.
Nice.
From your friends at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo has been with us for over a year now, joining our many loyal sponsors, and he's still with us. We don't have a sales staff, so it's important to keep our sponsors. And we've had so much success with Dr. Yaldo. It's really worked out well. Listeners are happy. They're seeing better. They got rid of their glasses, their contacts, their reading glasses. Getting 20/20 vision or better in return. Multifocal lens implants. The Rolls-Royce surgery for people 50+. And many of you a little younger got the custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where over half the patients get better than 20/20. The rest settle for 2020. Make 2019 the year you dump the old tech and recapture the great vision of your youth. The evaluation is free. There's a Drew and Mike discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Aldo Eye Center. And the new dealio at Dr. Roche, what are they doing over there, Trudy?
What they're doing is...
Talking slow.
I am getting
Dr. Phil style.
Dr.
I think that Brazilian butt lift is in action, isn't it? Get that wow look. The warmer months are on the corner. Now's the time for you to get ready to have that wow look. Explore how Dr. Roche uses Body Tight, 360 Lipo, and Zerona in combination with a Brazilian butt lift to make you look amazing in everything. And those are some of those pictures I saw last year that I just couldn't. I mean, first of all, you're looking at a girl from behind, which is okay. And there's this picture on the left. It's kind of, I don't know, she just doesn't have a lot of shape. And then on the right, all of a sudden, she's got those curves.
Globes.
Nice.
Yes, the hips go in, and then the ass goes out. Yeah. And
then you get to go out and buy the bathing suit that your butt hangs out of.
Yeah.
Then it's cool.
And it looked like somebody who would have to work out for a long time on the left. And on the right is like, well, that's a nice shape. And it's a big, healthy ass, the way people like bigger asses.
Yeah.
So, you know, why don't you call for a consult if this is something you want? The Brazilian butt lift. I never thought this would take off. I just didn't. But it really has. People are really interested in it. I didn't even want to read the copy. I thought it was so silly. But it really has taken off.
Oh, people demand bigger butts.
They do.
Butt.
And, you know, this is not just smaller people. Some of the people are bigger, and they just want their ass to be on a relative level bigger and have those curves. So Dr. Roche is the one that can do it. 248-338-1110. Always boobs. Every boob. Every size. All boobs, all sizes, boobs, boobs, always boobs with Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, DROCHE. If you want to look at some of those pictures.
And breast lifts, too. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Or if a little slightly droopy, you can give them a little better spring.
You like what you see, huh?
This
As
spring.
Some people say, every woman eventually would like to have a breast lift.
Yeah.
Everyone can, but would like one. So there you go. And Scott
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Scott came by today.
He will
we were
do
talking
that.
About Scott was not renewed for March. He's renewed for March.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yes. 248-797-7746. He said he's getting some of those younger end people, or maybe the referrals from our older audience members.
Well, that is spring, so everybody's excited.
Spring,
about
exactly. And a lot of the younger millennials need somebody to kind of, you know, carry it through. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, Scott Kunath knows what he's doing. So if you're interested in real estate, buying, selling, first home, starter home, whatever, 248-797-7746. And welcome back, Scott. Or he's
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me.
He's really never left us. So glad to have him back. Oh, boy, this R. Kelly thing. What did you guys all watch R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah. I think I believe him.
No.
I do.
I was trying to decide who was angrier, R. Kelly with Gail's interview or Maz yesterday when he was confronted with the bid list.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And the fact it said from Tom Mazzaway.
Still have not seen a hard copy of the program from the auction yet.
Well, it won't be until Tuesday. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's no way to take a picture and send it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's sort of like we're still waiting for Reggie Miller, the Reggie Miller audio. He said we have it. Is the Reggie Miller audio here?
No, someone sent a copy of like clips, and we listened to it, and it doesn't sound like him.
I know about you, sweetheart.
Wait, these are the clips we already listened to?
Yes.
I thought he said we hadn't listened to it.
No, we listened to it.
To more of it than anyone needed to listen to.
And it doesn't sound like that guy.
It's never going to sound like him.
No, I know.
Never.
He's looking for split seconds in like a long, lengthy interview, too, where just that one little part sounded like him.
Usually he caves in. Is he going to cave? If he caves in on this now, I might be mad. Because he's stuck to his gun. He's taking us through all of this.
What do you want me to do? What are you doing?
Oh, fuck yourself.
What are you getting snow off the cars, man?
Fuck this.
You won't back down.
Once he says something, he never caves in. Well,
can I have fun one day a week? I don't have to shovel. Can't I just come and relax?
No, I want you to
have a Girl Scout cookie with you.
Yeah, no one's stopping that.
Nothing mint fruit.
No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
Have you heard my phone ring in a month?
You took a phone call for 10 minutes about your child having an argument with her girlfriend during the show.
Why can't I use my phone like Mark's using the computer and Brandon's using his
computer? They're sending looking things up. They're show related.
So am I.
Aaron did not buy the shirt. We know, Tom. There's no way Tom bought the shirt.
There's no way. I'm a giving guy.
Oh, okay. Who'd you give money to? So you bought a shirt and gave the money to Joey Marasa.
Maz is claiming that he bought a T-shirt for the Scalises, Aaron Scalise specifically, and gave you cash for it.
If Maz says he gave me $20, I'll believe. I don't know.
There you go.
Honest guy.
Or he'll give you one later.
He's not.
Aaron thanked us on Facebook, and we couldn't figure out why is she thanking Maz for a T-shirt. And we asked if he paid for it, and he said yes. He said she paid for it. So we couldn't figure out why she was thanking him. And like usual with any argument, Maz never relents. He never gives in until you've spent an hour. Nobody sticks to their guns like Maz.
I know about you, sweetheart.
Like I said in the one text, I hope we find Reggie Miller audio that sounds just like it so we can be done with it.
Well, the business of interviewing Reggie Miller just to find hear him say that.
Drew, I'm starting to think it's worth it.
He'd be outraged if you found out why he was doing it. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't sound like that guy.
I'm trying to explain to Reggie Miller why we need him to say this.
It's preposterous. He actually wanted to get him on. I think he was serious.
Yeah.
Oh, he was totally serious.
He wanted to book him.
He was so excited about those rolls last night. I was really hungry during the show.
Oh, yeah.
He went to
Fishbones.
Fishbones. And he said they have the best rolls.
By the way, it sounded like it wasn't just him and Kathy. It sounded like a huge party.
Yeah. Really?
I saw pictures.
Oh.
What pictures?
Yeah.
Well, Kathy's a stickler about her birthday.
Well, he had time to take pictures of the birthday party, but not of the printed auction item.
He took a picture of the rolls.
He did?
He did. Sent it to me.
That's funny.
And they looked so good. And it was such a big pile of rolls. I think you might have gotten it as an entree. Just rolls?
Like you suggested.
I was so hungry, and they sounded so good. I thought, wow, I'd love those rolls for an entree. I could just eat 8 of them. And it looked like maybe he did. I don't know. I'll have to find out. Wow. But, you know, he's funny. He always wants everyone else to eat when he's hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, which social event.
Yeah, I think. Well, he's a very social person.
Yes.
What are you looking at?
Oh, he's trying to find the pictures. I guess Tom put them on Facebook, but he's got to sign in. You got to be friends with him.
Oh, he did put the booklet, you mean?
No, from the party last night. I was just pointing out.
Oh. The picture of the rolls and set, okay. Et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Maz, time vampiring again.
I know, and he's not even here.
He leaves an indelible imprint. We were texting during the women strike back or whatever, the Bachelor is when all the chicks come
back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I won't read our conversation.
Here's photos.
Aw.
Wait. Who's making out there?
Kathy. And I'm assuming is that her mom? Just a nice friendly kiss. And right. It wasn't a make-out.
I didn't have my glasses on.
Make-out session.
Like Tom Brady and his son.
Like that right there.
Okay, I just didn't see who it was. I'm sorry. I thought Tom was kissing Kathy.
He's on the other side.
Kathy looks great, by the way.
Yeah. Tom looks bummed.
She's all dressed up. I like her hair.
That's it? Two pictures?
Is that a new hairstyle for Kathy?
There's four.
Oh. Where are the other two?
Right here.
Wait, where's Maz? Is he busy eating his rolls? Is that Tom? Yeah. He doesn't look involved at all.
No.
I think he just got some rolls. No. God, those rolls look good, and there was a ton of butter, too. Just nice. A ton.
Oh, yeah. Fishbones.
Rolls and tacos.
I know. I would like some rolls right now.
Yes.
And Fishbones deliver some rolls here.
Everybody delivers now.
That's so silly. I didn't realize there was a Fishbones on Jefferson and 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then downtown. Is there still one over on the west Greektown? Side? On the west side?
No.
That one's long gone?
I was supposed to meet a friend of mine's brother there, and it's like, nah, see ya.
Really?
Yeah. It was,
on Northwestern Highway, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was always packed.
I thought it was, too. I hate it when some places packed shuts down. So you can't shut down if you're packed.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're packed all the time. You can't shut down.
Unless you have too many locations.
I don't know. I thought it did really well.
Huh. Okay.
But anyway, R. Kelly, you know, it's all, they just want money. Everybody wants money. Yep. Everyone's a liar. And I thought Gail, I think she asked this question. I haven't seen the whole thing because it was 80 minutes long. The girls are on tomorrow, his two girlfriends.
Yeah,
he's like
yeah.
Charlie Sheen. He's in love with two people and they live
as goddesses.
I suppose maybe he's polymorphic or polyamorous.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think he just likes banging two chicks. I don't think he's polyamorous, and the chicks just put up with it.
But just love when they come up with a great-sounding word, a polite word for something that's just been in existence for years. Just somebody dicking around with everybody.
Pretty much. And, you know, there used to be six, or so we were told. But everyone's a liar. I want to know, why is every girl that he has a relationship with a liar? Why does every girl try to fuck him over and steal his money? Why is it that... I mean, isn't that kind of strange that he's so attracted to liars?
He has a type.
He seems to have the liar type with the parents who want money.
Yeah.
Every girl he ends up with lies when they break up with him or he breaks up with them, and every one of their parents wants money.
Well, I mean...
He loves women so much. He's so vulnerable. He basically said that. He just loves too much.
Why? Did she bring up Aaliyah?
Not in the part I saw, but I thought...
Isn't that worth bringing up? I mean, he says he's never slept with an underage woman.
Oh, she challenged him on that.
I know, but he was married to a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We saw him saying she was 14 when he was giving the tour of the studio. So we know he knows she was underage.
That's in the past. That's the other thing.
I know he kept saying way back past. Yeah.
That was the past. That's over.
You know what's funny, though? If you were accused of something and you were innocent, wouldn't you kind of act this way? Insane.
Yeah, he does.
But there's so much evidence against him that it doesn't work. I think he believes he's done nothing wrong.
30 girls lie?
No, Drew, it's not even within question. I just mean the way he reacted, where he was standing up and yelling at the camera.
I don't know. How can he believe that when he tries to pick up women on his tour in Africa?
I know, because he's nuts.
Can you pause for a second, though? I'm still having a hard time with this Michael Jackson victims being just trashed and, you know, called liars and, you know, all these, they want money. And I don't understand why, in R. Kelly's case, people aren't saying the girls are all, he says they're all liars. But, I mean, you don't see a lot of people trashing the quote-unquote victims. Christine Blasey Ford, same thing. And so, I don't understand why it's okay. Because people are doing it, and people are reporting on it, too. People are all over Oprah. They're all over, and no one suggests that it's wrong.
Christine Blasey Ford got trashed.
She
did. She got trashed.
She got trashed.
Not like this, but yeah.
But I'm talking about the Jackson family is trashing these people. These are public people. You know, when Trump said something that was, I forgot what he said about Christine Blasey before, but there were a lot of complaints about it. I mean, he certainly said worse, but it was a kind of a disrespectful comment, and he was called out on it. I don't see anybody getting called out.
Jackson's different. He's different from
I don't
R.
know
Kelly,
why he's too. Different. I really don't.
Because he's the king of pop, and people just have a boner for that.
And he's dead.
Well, why don't they report on that, that these are just fans, and they're stupid fans? But I really think that the media is afraid of the Michael Jackson fans, and they don't want to bum them out, so they always put the family members on. Of course the fucking family is going to say this.
I don't know.
They have financial motives, too. They're always saying, oh, they just want money. It's like, well what, don't you want money?
You want fucking money.
You're all about the money. You're the money-grubbing weasels who are constantly at his coattails. But you say these victims who are sleeping in his fucking bed when he's 9, they're the ones trying to steal money. Mm-hmm. You are the weasels. Can someone please say that when they interview them? Well, am I asking too much?
They have to be first to want the money because, you know, they don't want to lose ground.
The Jacksons want the money.
I know.
They've always been about the money, and they don't pay their bills either. They've been sued a million times. They're the money weasels.
Why do rich celebrities never pay their bills either?
The Jacksons were the worst. Absolutely the worst. So could someone, just someone, point out that they are the ones who have a money thing. They've been leeching off Michael Jackson their entire lives. What'd they do as soon as he died? Oh, let's say have a TV show. Let's do a tour.
Didn't they release more of his material too?
Yeah. Of course.
No, it's funny how loose the family is about doing that, as opposed to the artist themselves.
When does that family fall apart? Is it when Catherine dies? I thought it would have been when Joe died, but it's got to be when Catherine
dies. I think they
dies.
Fell apart a long time ago.
No, I just mean to where they're all this big push to be out there to save whatever dollar they can. Who's behind all that?
Janet.
I mean...
Jermaine. Well, it's funny. You don't see Janet. She didn't care. She's got plenty of room.
What, the brats get the money, too. And by the way, I was just thinking about this, too, the fact that everyone talked about him when he walked around. And there's Michael Jackson and his three children. No, those were not his children. We all know they weren't his children. Why is it reported that those are his children? That Paris Jackson is his biological... She's not his biological daughter. She should be referred to as his stolen daughter, adopted daughter, whatever. bought from Debbie Rowe daughter, whatever. She's not his daughter.
Should have been the alleged biological child.
Yeah.
Why does everyone pretend those are his kids? And I mean, anytime you see a discussion about people, hey, come on, that's bullshit. It's like, no, it's bullshit.
They should have said
bullshit that they are his biological kids. They're not his kids. His whole life is a lie.
They should have said with Debbie Rowe's children because they are Debbie's.
Yeah, they are. They are.
That would have been accurate.
Did she sign adoption papers over to him, or is that how that went? Or
like he legally adopted them anyway. So I guess they technically are his children.
Well, he would have had to, otherwise they'd still be her children.
They're called his biological children. Yeah. People say they say they're his biological children.
Paris
Jackson says she's black.
She also receives $8 million from the estate every year. That's her allowance. $8 million from Jackson.
I'm sure she's invested it wisely.
that is really gotta make the other guys, the brothers, I bet they're really pissed about that.
I was thinking about this yesterday.
I think they kiss her ass.
Why do we have to know who the fuck Taj Jackson is? He has done nothing.
Taj Jackson is so, that's what I mean.
Is he?
This guy says outrageous things about these people who are victims. I mean, I think a lot of people accept that they're victims. I think there's a lot of reason to accept that they're victims. And he says, oh, they just wanted to be abused for the money.
I don't know who you are. Get out of here, Taj. I don't want to hear from you.
He's fucking
count.
Tito's Brad or something, isn't he? Fuck him.
He was in a boy band called 3T.
See, all of them are trying to cash in on Michael. He tried to cash it too. Didn't work because all of you suck. Michael is the only one with talent. Fuck all of you. You weasels. Yeah,
no one wanted
reality
to hear Tito's
show.
Music at all, much less his three kids in a band.
How'd the stupid Jackson Brothers tour go?
Oh, nowhere, did it?
It's fucking blue.
Here's Taj Jackson.
The reality show died. Nobody cares about them. They're the fucking money grubbers. I'm tired of people saying this shit.
I'm tired of it.
And by the way, there were leeches in Michael's. You know, remember all the people who claimed they managed him and were cutting deals for
Leonard
him?
Leonard Rowe?
He had leeches all around him. Leonard Rowe, yeah.
No, Larry.
Oh, who does he sound like?
Tito.
Oh, is this Taj?
Yeah.
What's Taj doing now? What's his occupation besides
Jackson Defender?
Pretty much. I was amazed, by the way, even TMZ, the ultimate PC show, they did not even challenge what he said.
They will take the celebrity side all the time.
Not if it's the wrong celebrity.
Unless it's a celebrity. Who's the wrong celebrity?
When it's Kanye West, they called him out big time. When someone says something wrong.
Well, he's going against another celebrity in Trump. You mean that?
No,
Kanye was. I just love Trump. That's my boy.
They love Kanye. They defend politically Kanye all the time.
No. When he was saying politically incorrect things on the show.
Harvey sat down with him for a full hour.
Yeah, but I know. Everybody got mad when he said this.
They got pissed at him.
You hear about slavery for 400 years. For 400 years, that sounds like a choice.
Yeah, and that and
people
the one
on the
Van,
show were calling him out.
Yeah, Van did, but after that, they defend him and cover him like crazy because it's a Kardashian PR leg.
Hey, TMZ. Moratorium.
Well, it was more about TMZ, but thank you for enforcing it.
Got 58 days.
I recuse myself.
Oh, they call people up for saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing or being politically incorrect. But they just let him just go. Harvey wasn't on that day. It was just Van and Gary Del Bate, who, by the way, both sit when Harvey's not on, which drives Maz additionally crazy.
Gary Del Bate. Did you want to watch any of this?
Yeah, I guess so. Why not?
With Gail? Women and young girls.
I think he makes a lot of good points.
I am surprised that you agreed to do it. Why are you sitting down with us today?
I'm very tired of all of the lies. I've been hearing things and, you know, and seeing things on the blogs. And,
what are you talking
about? You know, I'm just,
you,
I'm just
you
tired.
You can't read. What have you seen on the blogs? That would have been my first question. I thought you were illiterate. Here, can you read this?
All of them. got little girls trapped in the basement, helicopters over my house, trying to rescue someone that doesn't need rescuing because they're not in my house, handcuffing people, starving people.
No, nobody said you're handcuffing anyone, did they?
What you call it, a coat. I don't even really know what a coat is, but I know I don't have one, you know.
Have you done
anything? You know you don't have one if
you don't know what it is?
Anything wrong?
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women that I apologize, but I apologize in those relationships at the time I was in the relationship.
Well, about 30 people in the special leaving R. Kelly need to still apologize to, apparently.
The six-part series interviewed 50 people, family members, your former tour manager, numerous women who all claim that you abused them. Yeah. Are you saying everybody in that documentary was not telling the truth about you? Everybody?
If you really look at that documentary, which I'm sure you have.
I have.
Everybody said something bad about me.
Exactly.
Nobody said nothing good. They was describing Lucifer. I'm not Lucifer.
I'm describing you.
I make mistakes, but I'm not a devil.
But he said he apologized to everyone.
Am I a monster?
I'm going to name the names. Andrea Kelly, your ex-wife. Kitty Jones. Lisa
bitch.
Van Allen. Lizette Martinez. Geronda Pace. Faith Rogers.
She won't it.
Asante McGee.
She won't it.
You're saying everything they said in that documentary about you is not true.
They are lying on me.
Why would these women say the same thing about you, that you are controlling, that you are abusive, that you tell women when to eat, when to go to the bathroom,
get them, Gail,
when they can sleep, where they can dress? Why would all these women tell these different stories about you if they were not true and they don't know each other? That defies logic to me.
Right, great question. Right.
Until you hear the explanation. You can start a rumor on a guy like me or a celebrity just like that. All you have to do is
See,
push
Drew,
a button on
you.
Your phone and say, so-and-so did this
with
to
the
me.
The Me Too movement online.
To if you get any traction from that, if you're able to write a book from that, if you're able to get
they said
a,
in a documentary.
Show,
a
then book. Any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Are you blaming this on social media?
I'm talking about the power of social media.
Documentary isn't social media.
R. Kelly was found not guilty on 14 counts of child pornography after prosecutors in Chicago failed to convince a jury that he was a man seen in a sex tape with a girl as young as 13.
What do you want to say to your fans?
Last month, Kelly was indicted again.
I still can't believe he's found out. A fucking video of him?
No, but I love that van he arrived in. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I agree.
Who the charges say were minors at the time. Have you ever had sex with anyone under the age of 17?
No.
Never?
No.
What about your wife?
You, it's so hard to believe that based on all that we've read.
I'm going to tell you something, Gail. There's one situation.
Look at him. He's trying to control another woman.
What women said about me. What women. So nobody's allowed to be mad at me and be scorned and lie on me.
So they're lying on you. That's your explanation. They're lying on you.
Absolutely.
Why doesn't she laugh?
Absolutely. Look how effective he is.
Absolutely.
You feel that people have maligned your character?
I have been assassinated. I have been buried alive.
Oh, shut up.
But I'm alive.
So I think the point you're making and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it never be held for anybody. R. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way,
I don't think they
past,
said they were held against their will, did they? Didn't
to
they
hold
say they were brainwashed?
Four, five, six, 50, you said. What? How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you
were
holding.
That's stupid, guys.
I didn't.
Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if
By
you
way,
want to.
Blogs?
Love me if you want.
Are the
just
blogs
use your
blogs?
Common sense. How stupid would
what?
It be for
blogs,
me?
I thought. To, like neighborhood blogs? Like people on the street talking
crazy
about
crazy passing what
that's
I've been
that's what
through.
I thought he was talking about.
Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and
no,
don't let them out.
You intimidate them. They're not chained in the basement. No one
the
said that.
From their uncle. Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. Y'all, I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. Ooh,
this is the R. Kelly.
Robert.
When a girl eats when she's not supposed to, this is how he acts.
Mm-hmm. Y'all trying to kill me.
Oh.
What?
You're killing me, man.
Going to use the bathroom without his permission.
I'm trying to have a relationship with my
kids. What are you
going to
do, cry now?
Relationship with your kids? You haven't seen them in 10 years.
You don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this
oh,
point,
what, you're
going to
cry? No, go ahead, cry. Let me see. Let me see you cry. Down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera
keep
rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
Putting makeup
Why
on
would
them?
I hold all these women?
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Just told me. We're going to destroy your career.
But Kelly's emotions wow. remained raw.
The parents said we're going to destroy your career.
Out there missing.
Really?
It's real young
I think
girls
they want their kids
abducted,
back.
It proves that he has no control over himself whatsoever. He can't get through this interview.
Chains. They really do.
Loud noises!
On their wrist and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried in deep.
Robert, we have to have a conversation. Really, I don't want you just ranting at the camera.
What a nut.
I need help.
What kind of help?
Yeah, you do.
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
Jail.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. People betray me and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do.
Get him, Gail.
When I listen to you,
I'm
it
just
does
telling
sound
the
like
truth.
You're playing the victim.
I'm
card.
Just telling the truth. And the reason I'm emotional,
Robert,
and I apologize
you...
for that,
no,
is
no,
because
no,
this
no.
is the first time I was able
no,
to say
No, you could have taken
nothing.
The stand in 2008.
I've said
nothing. Wow, that was pretty intense. Oh, did you see any of the post-talk? This is a little cut up from how it aired this morning on CBS this morning. But did you see any of the panel talk about it?
I did.
It was all about Gail.
Yeah, I know how
they
great
were very
Gail
scared
is.
For Gail.
Yeah.
Which what?
Really? She looked unsafe.
She may have, but she leaned in on
ass.
Him a bit.
Yeah. I thought she was great. But it was just funny. The post talk was all about Gail and how Gail handled it, and Gail she made the, then the story became about her. She was great.
Wow, very well spoken and on point.
Yeah, that's good.
And his lovers are on tomorrow, and they get very emotional.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I am super pro-lady.
That's what he should have. He just should have said that.
Man.
You know, people will see that, though. I was being sarcastic when I said it earlier, but people will see that and go, look how emotionally he is. There's no way he could have done it because he's, you know, protesting so strongly and... You know, you can just start rumors on social media because a lot of people didn't see Surviving R. Kelly. A lot of people don't know the specifics of what these other women claim.
He implied that these two families sold their daughters to him, too, that he gave them
dad
to him.
Particularly, yeah.
Sold
his dad was, the father was a bigger fan of my music than they was, and he put them on stage. It's like, what do you mean he put them on?
You can't put
them
on
stage.
Them
to
it's
come
your
up.
Show.
Yeah, you dick.
I love his comment, too, that I don't look at much younger than me. I look at legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who does that?
No, that's really very scary. He's 54 years old, and he looks at whether they're legal or not.
Did you hear when
a lot of men like younger women, a lot of young women like older men.
Yeah, and then right after that, Gail goes, well, do you like younger women? He goes, oh, Kelly loves all women's.
Yeah, they just
have. How come you never see anyone your age with
all
you?
16, 18, 14.
A fucking idiot. He's the worst.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to happen to him. I really don't.
I love how all these people who have no means are all trying to connive money out of celebrities. It's so interesting.
Because they have no means.
Yeah, but they have no means. That's the point, is you can't just...
Because they don't have any money.
Steal money from a celebrity. You're an outsider. You're a fan. You're a girl he thinks is cute, whatever. How do you pull money out of them? Well, unless you do something that enables them to put you in that position.
He allows access.
Your dad puts you on stage and just hands you over to him. It's not his fault.
So how does he get money out of that?
Well, now they want money. No, Drew, it's ludicrous. Nobody buys that line. That line,
everyone says it.
No one fucking buys it. Because usually everything always is about money, 90% of the time, probably more.
It's
than
about
that.
R. Kelly's money, which enabled him to get these non-disclosure agreements. 24 of them. Is what this firm in Chicago has allegedly handled. Almost 24 non-disclosure agreements with girls. And by the way, they were very specific about what the girl's age was when they started having sex, and blah blah. I mean, they changed the age, and the girls say that now. Because now they feel they can speak out. Before, I think they thought it would cost them the money.
I don't know. It was a really interesting interview. Are you surprised he did
it? He doesn't understand double jeopardy. You can't double jeopardy me.
He doesn't understand tenses either.
These are new charges. They're not charging with the same charges. These are new charges. This is a different girl whose mouth you're peeing in.
God, gross.
That's a different charge. You can charge someone. Like, if you... Let's just say, R. Kelly, that you... that we thought you murdered someone and you got off, and then you murder someone else.
Yeah.
They can try you for the second murder. It's not that you're found
innocent
not guilty of all murders.
I'm allowed to murder everybody
now. Murder someone else.
I can pee wherever I want.
Yeah, you're not found guilty of all murders, past, present, and future. That's not how it works, R. Kelly.
If it was, Juice would have murdered
can't
so many
double
more people.
Can't jeopardy me!
Did he go to the Ricky Henderson School of English?
Yeah.
I don't think he got that far.
And 33 still.
I don't know how he's reading these. I thought he said blogs.
Maybe he did.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think he would know what a blog is.
He can't read.
I think he just means the internet, social media.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what it is because he can't read.
The World Wide Webs. Go on, it's a http://www.
Here we are in March, and the Leprechauns at Zod Ford and DealsInADD.com are sharing their pot of gold with all of our lucky listeners. So
Chase, me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Chase the rainbow to Zod Ford and Holly. Enjoy their shenanigan-free low payments. Shenanigan-free.
Wow.
Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
Lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or a new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $82 a month. That's $82. Or you can lease a new 19 Ford Edge or a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4 as low as $97 a month. $97 a month. A 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew as low as $97. Zod Ford likes to keep the green in your pocket. Take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear. And Luke Nowacki, I just talked to Luke, by the way.
Oh, was he back from? Was he in Vegas? And then
he was in Lansing, actually. What was going on over there, but... Luke would love to help you with your future, your financial future. If you don't have a plan for retirement, if you don't have a plan to pay for college, or maybe you're looking at your 401k and saying, hey, boy, this thing isn't really doing what I thought it was doing. Maybe made these choices so long ago, maybe I should look at them again. Or you're just not happy with the way things are going and you feel like you need some advice. Luke Nowacki would love to help you. Call Luke. He and his team would... get to work for you, 248-663-4748. It's a consultation, a free consultation, complimentary. And they'd love to try and fix your situation if you do need help. And many people do. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities, and our marketing. Names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. So, I was sad to see this man today was getting penis enlargement surgery.
That's a terrible story.
I know, it's the worst. 65. He's a billionaire.
Why? Why does he need penis? If he's got $1 billion, he doesn't need penis enhancement surgery.
Oh, what a great point. You're right, Trudy.
I was reading the comments in the Daily Mail, and people were saying, why didn't he just pay girls to lie for him? Or why didn't he get a girl to have his wife or whoever to have surgery to make her hand smaller?
There you go.
Risking his life.
Oh, what a concept.
What's this dude's name? How do you say that first name?
His name is Ehud.
Ehud?
E-H-U-D. Lanido? L-A-N-I-A-D-O. But a friend of his who wished to remain anonymous said he was always focused on his appearance and how others perceived him. Is he showing his dick to everybody?
All billionaires have small penises.
Yeah, that's why they're billionaires. It's the drive. Yeah. So look at Bezos.
They're driving harder. Oh, this guy was also very short, I understand.
There you go.
They call him the Argentinian because he looked like a tango dancer.
Oh, please. Did he hire someone to get that going?
Of course.
But he was a billionaire, but wasn't happy with his penis. I mean, that said, you have all the money in the world, but if you're not happy with your penis.
Comment. According to his friends, the only time he forgot about his lack of height was when he asked his accountant to read out his bank statement, something he did multiple times a day.
See?
Asshole.
It just sounds like such a dick.
So he was a billionaire from diamonds.
Yep.
And what went wrong here?
It's what do they say?
Well, they injected
a heart attack.
They injected something into the penis. That's how that was the surgery.
Probably fat.
Really?
It sounds like he was going for girth.
AKA my wiener.
Well, they used to do that. I mean, the first thing when I saw the story was, what kind of penis enlargement are they doing these days? I didn't even think they were doing this anymore.
Couldn't you just pull on it like tuggers? Make it longer that way?
You don't want it longer, though, because then it thins it out.
Oh, maybe that's what happened. Maybe he did make it longer.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of success with penis enlargement surgery. I mean, wouldn't we see every rich guy walking around just hung as hell?
Yeah.
I love looking at
small penises. I do.
I don't know where that came from.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
I'll claim that. I think small penises make everyone feel better.
The thing about penis enlargement surgery is that it's a vascular area of the body, and you have to have a vascular connection all the way through. So if you're adding stuff onto it, it doesn't have the blood flow to the extra fat or
sounds
whatever
like you
you're
did
putting
a thesis on.
How many, penises are you handling?
That's a lot of information.
It just makes sense.
Are you a surgical assistant in your spare time? It's pretty heavy stuff.
Well, maybe
learned it from TV.
Maybe that's why they go for girth. You can go wider, but not longer.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, this is what Dr. Rush taught me about, you know, like fat transfers.
Yeah.
They didn't, in some areas, they don't work that well because you have to have a lot of blood flow or you have to have access to, you know, because something has to keep the tissue alive.
Hmm. Well, you know, the fat injecting, which Bobbitt had, I mean, that's where I heard all about it, was from Bobbitt. It does create that, you know, Coke can look. But
where's my dick?
Eventually, the fat gets reabsorbed, and some of it reabsorbs faster. And so I know he had problems like that it was kind of lumpy.
Oh.
Yeah. And if the fat goes away, it stretched the skin, and then you also have that deflated balloon look.
Ooh.
Did Clark say it looked like a snowman?
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
And a Dairy Queen, I think.
Somebody get a dick?
Or like a Coke can with a mushroom on top. It wasn't perfect. It was a little messy because he did
He went through a lot.
That flick with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, great movie.
And the
movie.
Thing in that movie, I remember the reigning feeling about the movie was that those girls had to work so hard to make that thing work.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a constant. There were like two girls going at it. They were working so hard. Sweat's pouring down their face, and it's like, you know, 5/8 after a half an hour.
John didn't tell me it doesn't get any better.
And I think somehow they made it blow up. But Jesus, it was more about the work involved than the actual. I think a lot of people got off on that movie.
Is it the one called Uncut?
Yeah, Ron Jeremy's in it.
Well, cool. The whole thing's on.
Are there any highlights? I mean, I think with this story, it certainly makes it pertinent. It must be. Any we can get Brandon can put up there?
What is the name of it?
Uncut, starring John Wayne Bobbitt and Ron Jeremy.
Terrible sound.
Just see a clip, and maybe that will let us inside the mystery of enlargement surgery.
I took my troops to their deli.
Because as of now, it seems
John talking.
Trudy's the only one that understands
the whole thing.
Go ahead.
Wow, I don't
that's
know.
The whole movie.
Yeah, that's it. It's on.
Oh, there's John as a Marine.
Yep.
What if he's good at?
I took my troops to their deli training exercise.
Jesus. There are like three
the
men
officers
there.
Club where I first met Lorena.
Oh, this is the boring part. Let's skip to the action.
I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of fun seeing John act.
That's
I know. He
that's
did
really
a good
funny.
Job.
He has to rely on really tight shots from the camera because there are not that many people in it.
Somebody got a dick?
Wait, is that supposed to be Lorena?
Yeah, she's got huge boobs.
She has got a body on her. Yes. Oh, can we skip the part where she cuts it off? I don't think I want to see that.
Look at him act.
Does a good job of being asleep. Wait, the nurse is taking her top off.
She has to make sure it works, Drew.
Oh, okay. Well, this is where you see a lot of 5/8 action, I think.
It's buffering.
What?
Good internet.
What?
Yeah, it's just
stuck. Unacceptable.
But he is having a threesome with two hot chicks.
Is he hard?
I don't think so. I think that's.
Does he ever get there?
I think the critics had some problems with some of this.
What the fuck?
I read a book by a guy who used to critique X-rated movies.
Really?
For Hustler.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
That was really.
That would be a great job.
It was pretty funny.
What does the hedgehog do in this movie?
I think he's the surgeon.
Of course.
He's involved in the medical community.
Why can't I get this to play? Get off X-Hamster. What a shitty website.
It's on Pornhub,
I'm surprised this isn't just a first-class operation.
I had it up on Pornhub. Try YouPorn.
Oh, the other downsize to penis enlargement surgery is what? Damaging the nerves in the area because it's a very...
Oh,
there are a lot of
there's
nerves
a lot,
there. A lot of nerve endings.
You can lose 50% and be fine.
Here we go. Much better. Thank you, Pornhub.
Johnny Babbitt. John Wayne Babbitt.
Better sound quality, too. Aww.
Why are you kissing his leg? Boring. Is he wearing a jockstrap?
Looks like he is.
Is that a post-surgical jockstrap he's
wearing?
There's
more jockstraps around than you guys.
Oh, the other nurse
to.
Sees it, and she's getting hot.
Some kind of violation, some health code violation.
I love the soundtrack.
She's just trying to sneak in and get a file, I think, Brandon.
Is this an original soundtrack?
Oh, she's just going to masturbate while they're getting done. Boring.
Can we see the pertinent
effect? Oh.
Oh, see, look at it. Oh,
it
my
is
God.
Lumpy.
Trudy, there's the knuckle you saw. There is a knuckle on it.
There is.
Actually, it looks like an inch.
That's the snow cone Clark was talking about.
It looks like it has two knuckles. Is that possible?
He's so flaccid.
It's possible.
Wow, that's so
yeah,
weird.
That's...
Skip ahead.
It's just not...
I mean, considering what that thing went through, though.
Like the nurse.
It's just not happening. It's got two girls working on it at once.
Oh, is this the marshmallow in the coin slot? As Clark
used
to
say. That's doing a little better there, but is that his penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a knuckle.
Oh, okay. Could they have made up another penis?
A stunt penis?
Stunt cock.
Yeah, put some makeup on it. Because you don't see his head.
Gross.
It's doing better there.
Are you disgusted at all those pubes on her, Brandon?
I'd rather see the acting.
Because I knew it, I'd have a good time. The show was fun, but not as much as the party afterwards.
Is this the movie?
Yeah, it's the whole movie.
Hey, you girls are really beautiful. You really should have won that contest.
Thank you.
He's a great actor.
John looks like James Bond with that tux on, doesn't he?
You should always be wearing a tux.
You want a drink?
Yeah, thanks.
and your back girl. Why don't you get a little more comfortable?
I don't like the sound mix.
No, it's pretty bad.
Oh,
yeah, let me see that weird cock of yours.
What? No, I like to lick him.
Boy, that knuckle is really, it's like it changes direction.
I know, yeah.
Like a boomerang or something.
Like Clinton.
Wait, he's wearing a jock again.
Gross.
There are more jock straps out there than we thought.
How about he eats your pussy or something?
Or yeah, something. Nice line. Let's see John do that.
And it's funny because it goes from John and his, like, three-incher to the hog.
Right. Where's here. The hedgehog? In? Oh,
oh,
the
my
hog.
God, there he is. He's in.
Oh, no.
God.
Hog invades the movie.
Well, he directed it, so of course.
Gross. Probably financed it. They had no choice.
I'm uncomfortable.
Is he breaking the fourth wall by walking in the middle because he's the director?
Yes.
Cute. You made me so horny. You mean John?
Fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
Yeah, his dick. You know, I was just curious.
Why does it have that knuckle in it?
Like, don't he? Yeah, know? He was really good looking. He was fun.
You have a lovely pussy. I gotta tell you, that it tastes
oh,
really
yeah,
nice.
Oh, yeah, you enjoyed that?
I loved it. How was it?
It was good.
I got invited to dinners, dances, and parties. I even spent a weekend on a yacht with one of my best friends.
You had lips so well.
The party.
I wonder how much he made on this movie.
That's a great question. If you only
it was it so well. All right, let's move on. I think
yeah, please.
The idea. I don't think it worked very well in that movie.
And we did prove that Pornhub is much greater than X Hamster.
Yeah, with that okay. file, with large files.
Alrighty then.
By the way, you know, the John Wayne blowback over the actor John Wayne?
Yeah, his son is defending him.
Yeah, because they're mad now that he's a villain. You know, John he's Wayne? Been vilified
yeah,
by some
Yeah, and they
people.
Want to take his name off the airport, too. There's a John Wayne airport.
Yeah, which is why this all started.
It's because, oh, is that? I didn't
because
know
Because
that.
It was debate over, yeah, just, you know, like naming it back. You ever notice that is kind of a bad collection of names with John Wayne Bobbitt and John Wayne Gacy?
Wow, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's a pretty unlucky name.
Oh, by the way, I saw this thing on ID, Investigation uh-huh. Discovery. It was a feature on John Gacy's sister.
Whoa.
Oh.
And oh my God, it was intense. There are a couple clips of Gacy in there which were fascinating. I had to watch him over again.
What's she like?
She was pretty bummed.
She's a normal person.
Yeah, she's really? Normal. As normal as John Wayne Gacy's sister can be.
Oh, geez.
Does grass make you horny?
Did she like going down on it?
I don't think so. I think she was.
They wanted to go down on me.
I think she stayed in a pretty bummed out state. And
you'd have to. How could you ever get over that?
I don't know. They had some
your brother is
so like John's going.
And then he started coming on to me.
I should have cemented the crawl space. I don't know why he didn't do that. Because he was a contractor.
Yeah. Dummy.
Do you have the new long
why
version
like
we found, Brandon?
I got a couple of them.
We found some longer versions because we've been going through this
oh,
whole
really?
Tub of CDs. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, Gacy.
But, you know, I tell you how ignorant I was about the prison system. Yeah. I was wondering, I mean, do the guards and stuff like that treat you nicely? Or do they, you know, are they mean to you? Or are they your friends?
They mean to
you?
Know,
no,
this
well,
is
first
Jackson?
Of all, they're only doing a job. They're fairly professional. Yeah. My attitude when I came in here is that they were not my enemy. Uh-huh. You know, because my argument is with the courts. I'm fighting the court system, and it's a political court system. So therefore, I treated them with the same respect that they give to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like on a one-on-one situation. I get along with them. Of course, that's against the inmate code. Because the inmate code is that everybody in the green shirt is the bad guy, and everybody in the blue shirt is the good guy.
Not really.
You know, that mentality doesn't go with me.
But I mean, you know, when
not.
They
so
like, do they talk to
Maverick.
Like a friend, or do they just?
Oh yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. We joke around, or I tease. I like to tease and joke.
Uh-huh.
I get on people all the time.
Uh-huh.
And if I find a weakness in you, I will tease the out of you.
Great guy.
That's always been my way of dealing with time.
Uh-huh.
You know, after 14 uh-huh. years. But I tease these guys. Like when they come in a grumpy mood, I say, oh, you didn't get laid last night. And, you know, or things like that. Or when I get real smart with me, I just tell them, get on your knees and get on it. I talk that way to the officer.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. Well, I even told the warden. So. Did you get along with him? Does he like you? Or?
Well, yeah, see, don't forget, they monitor us all the time. Uh-huh. We're under a camera most of the time. Same thing with the visiting area.
You're not in a regular cell? You're like in a... Is there a TV?
I'm in a cell. Single man cell.
Oh, you don't have a partner?
Yeah, I think that was one of your questions, if I had sex with another inmate. No.
You never had?
Somebody
get
a dick?
Why is that? Because
if I had sex with one of my visitors, yes.
Oh,
you did?
What?
You have visits where you could do that?
Well, it's anything is possible.
This individual...
Casey's so positive.
What a nice guy.
Because
he wants a bang,
see,
Jason.
Like, he's fascinated.
And I'm sending his undies.
By the adventure and the experience and the danger of it. I said, you know, nobody will ever believe that it happened. You know. And I had a female do it once, and then I also had a male do it.
Yeah, of course.
Hot.
They wanted to go down on me. So
everybody wants to blow Gacy. It's amazing.
It is.
Interesting. Why don't they give you a cellmate though? Is it because?
Duh.
Well, death row is all single man cell.
Because they're murderers.
Keep in mind the propensity is that you're all under pressure. You're all here on a murder charge. So therefore. You're more prone to kill somebody, which is totally ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
I do a natural life.
Kill 33 people.
So what makes a man on death row any more dangerous? Except that they put us under the pressure of dealing, you know, people say, well, how do you feel about death?
Genius,
they just
genius.
Set an execution date on me. Uh-huh. Well, this is the eighth time. You know, it's just like when you wake up in the morning, you think about dying? Say, I can't get into it. Well, I think when they put me on a table and put a needle in my arm, then I think they're real. And some people say, well, you're very cavalier about your attitude. It's not being cavalier. It's why get yourself psyched up or put yourself under that pressure.
Casey lives in the moment.
But it's not going to be for a while, even the day, right? Because I'm totally confused.
The date set for me is May 10th.
Is it really?
This year.
Mm. But you guys are appealing that, right?
Yeah.
And something about...
This is the eighth time a date has been set for me. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, I've been on death row 14 years, and of course the public is crying out, how come you haven't done it yet?
Yeah.
You know, the thing of it is what people don't understand is because there's so many problems with my case. You realize that I've never been put with any of the victims before, during, or after the crime?
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
You know?
Well, they're buried under his house.
The only evidence that they have is that they're under your house.
That's
right?
The only thing they have.
Chicago, the house on Summerdale, which was rented out to my company. You see, now if you worked for me at the age of 18, okay, if you had been working for me, you'd had keys to that house.
Uh-huh.
And you would be given the same instructions that all of my other employees were. If you have a girlfriend or somebody you want to party with,
always bring sex
here.
Into it, always.
There's a full bar, there's a pool table, there's bedroom.
Likes to party,
and
sounds hot.
Make sure you change the sheets when you're done.
Ugh.
So that the maid doesn't
always.
Have to do it.
Yeah, so it was just circumstantial. What they
well,
had.
Yeah, and there was drugs.
Made sure they were 18.
Yeah.
You know.
He's trying to suck Jason in.
Does grass make you horny? I've never done it before. don't get into it.
Yeah.
When I first started doing grass, it does get you high. But it's mind over matter.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're getting your rocks off.
Mm-hmm.
You know yourself.
About it.
If you weren't thinking of it when you were pulling on it, you'd never get it off.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Have you ever seen this picture of him?
I'm thinking about it when you're pulling.
No,
it.
When he was 3 years old.
Wow, he's huge.
Yeah, did.
Oh.
You ever see that picture when he was a baby? He's holding two guns in his hands
okay,
too.
Great.
Strangely,
he's gigantic.
Huge.
He's a monster.
He did a good job of staying in shape considering how big he was at three.
Hey, baby, you looking for a party?
Is Monday Night Football in there? I haven't heard that in forever. I am just...
I don't know. Let me see if it's this one.
It's like an old
this
song.
This guy was... Oh, he was about three years younger.
Yeah!
He was married. His wife was about to have a baby.
This definitely is
so
best of Gacy.
Every Monday night, we used to watch the NFL Monday Night Football. So anyhow, he was married and I'm married. And my wife used to go over to his house all the time. So on Monday night, he used to come over... And we would be in the rec room watching television. And you know how the subject, with guys.
With guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, with Gacy.
And he says he's not getting none, and she won't go down on him and all this and that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why the hell don't you go find something else? You know.
Somebody get a dick?
And then he started coming on to me.
Ooh,
hot.
Uh-huh. And it's the strangest, because I would have never thought of him being bi. You know, I had already been. That way, and I never thought he was. But he was talking about how horny he was, and he ended up going down on me. Yeah.
I feel like he's leaving a lot out.
And
then
each week it progressed to more and more stuff for the whole season.
Hot.
The whole NFL season. Mm-hmm. He liked to be submissive. And yet here's a guy that, you know, he had one kid, and his wife was getting ready to have the second kid. He was an insurance man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it wasn't about bodies. He was just the sensation of getting off. And that's what I was trying to tell you. Because I asked this guy, I says, why do you like going down on me?
Gacy was getting off.
He says, I don't know. He says, it's not so much as he says, it's when I get you off.
Ugh.
Yeah. Feeling the power that I feel. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You know, I says, okay.
He says, okay.
And then he got warned, you know, each week, come over, we'd have our beer, watch the football game, and every one of them ended up doing the same thing. Either he was catching it one way or the other.
Oh.
He was something special.
See, he always gets around to sex. He's just trying to get Jason horny.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Jason send him his underwear?
Well, he met with him several times. There's pictures of them together.
Gacy gave him his crumpled up like bikini underwear. He pulled it out of his underwear and gave it to Jason.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
Said they were all crumbled up and gross.
Ugh, crusty. Ooh, he probably, bleh.
He's a great guy.
I know, he's very amiable on the phone.
No.
The end of Jason Moss is
to tease people.
Weird, too.
No, what happened to Jason? I mean, here he had this project. What he did was he presented himself as a perfect victim.
Brilliant book.
To Gacy, Dahmer, Richard Ramirez, the Hillside Strangler. By finding out what's their ideal victim, and then he would portray that victim. Yeah. Like, oh, he likes teenage runners. Yeah, I'm 17. I'm working on a paper or something. And I don't really like my parents. I think I'm going to run away. You know. And then Gacy, of course, bingo, writes him right back.
Right.
And then they start on the phone, and then he did the same thing with Dahmer. He took Dahmer like skinny guys, I guess. So I think didn't he take a picture of his skinny ribs?
Well, didn't Dahmer want a specific picture, like a list of what he wanted in the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then he got deep, I thought, with Richard Ramirez or something.
Yeah.
And ended up killing himself on 6-6-0-6.
Right. He was really into satanic stuff.
Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously he was obsessed with serial killers, but he really got into that. He was tight with Richard Ramirez, Henry Lee Lucas, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Charles Manson.
He left those great tapes behind. I mean, he left a legacy.
Yeah, he sent them to us.
Gacy tapes are awesome.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out with my buddies John, Richard, Henry, Jeff, and Chuck.
The book is really good, though.
So he killed himself on 666?
Yep.
Yeah.
How did he kill himself?
Shot himself in the head.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
At his home on the morning of June 6th, 2006.
Did you leave a note?
I don't know.
Probably bummed that Gacy was executed, I bet.
He had a wife.
Played a role.
Who, Jason had a wife?
Yeah. Oh,
man. Really? Oh, hey, what happened to Gacy's wife? He was married, right?
She was catching it one way or the other.
I don't...
Catching it.
They might have gotten divorced.
I think
they were swinging in the 60s, though.
Oh, really?
I just didn't realize they were probably trading. He was probably trading for the husband.
Oh, he's married twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Marilyn Myers and Carol Hoff. Hmm. And she was the one that was with him when he got busted.
He got nailed for sodomizing two kids in the 60s and went to jail.
Jesus.
Yeah, they were like 10 years old or something. And then he was just completely lied about. He's like, it was all political because he worked for Mr. JC's.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're trying to come down on the JC's, so they pinned this rap on me.
Well, there's that famous picture with him and, was it Rosalind Carter?
Rosalind Carter.
Yeah. That we met because he's part of the Chicago political machine.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
He's a good clown, too. And he had some great paintings.
He was a good clown. As though there are some.
Who gets the money from all that?
I don't know.
From his paintings.
They were displayed all over the place.
Well, he had
they were
kids.
A hot commodity.
Maybe his kids got them.
Oh, wow.
Trudy having some Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
Want some?
God, these ones
I might have one.
Yeah, ooh,
they look really good.
No.
Maz is wishing he was here right now.
Brandon's bummed.
What?
Hopefully they're not the hot kind. Remember when they derailed the entire show that one
night? Oh, yeah. I know. Food does have a derailing effect.
No, they're mild, it says.
These ones are hot.
Oh, medium. Yeah. They're a bit.
Oh.
Here we go again.
Sorry about that. There's another weird story today. I don't even know if Drew knows this, about the kid who's from here, the School of Rock kid.
Oh, that's right.
Joey Gatos.
Yeah.
The School of Rock movie with Jack Black.
Yeah.
After that movie was out, he got offered all these roles and he turned them down because he wanted to, you know, play music.
Right. And didn't he get into some trouble sort of right away?
You know what? I don't know about that, but he was teaching music at a School of Rock in Ann Arbor like 2 years ago, but he's been arrested, I think, 4 times in 5 days recently.
Who?
Joey Gatos. Do you remember him from School of Rock, the child star?
Oh, yeah.
He was arrested for selling guitars 4 times in 5 weeks. He was stealing guitars from music stores and then pawning them. Stole music from guitars from his dad as well. He'd walk into a store, ask to test a guitar, start, you know, noodling around, and just walk out the door and leave and take them.
Here's video of it.
Is it Guitar Center?
Yeah, and you really can't see. Excuse me, they are derailing it, but see him noodling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you really see in this. Now, why does he need money? Oh,
that's a good scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like walking around like he's, you know, enjoying playing. And
people recognize him for some reason because he was in bands and whatnot. But he confessed to stealing it and said he's got a heroin problem.
That sucks. Aww.
Yeah, from Dearborn originally. And then he was here recently. So you're right, Trudy. He had a DUI in March of 2019. He was 17 at the time.
Right, yeah, that was right after
School of the movie. Rock. Yeah.
Oh my God, those wings are hot.
They are.
Oh my God.
We specifically told you no hot wings.
I got medium.
Not the habanero ones.
Wow. How do you just take those down so easily?
I'm just starving.
I know, but they're so hot. Oh my God, my mouth.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot. Oh, hot, 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 hot,
hot, hot, hot. Are they all the same level of hotness?
Tell me likey. Tell me want wingy.
I think so.
Try this one.
Who? I don't know.
What flavor is that, pussy?
That's dangerous.
Is that pussy flavor?
It's... What?
Well, she said these ones weren't as hot, so I figured.
Oh, for pussies?
Not like a vagina. Not vagina flavor. That one's way hotter.
Never mind. I want to ask the question that popped into my head when you said that.
Please do.
Oh. Oh, no. You're right.
Oh, my God. I'm still reeling.
Stop it.
No, these are hotter.
What
those
one's
are
that?
Those are easier. This is habanero.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, mama stinks.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was eating jalapenos during the break.
I'm still recovering.
Luke right. Perry was supposedly a benefactor in all these different ways. Things that we didn't know until...
What do you mean?
He gave to a lot of charitable causes.
Oh,
he was really a very generous person.
His family pulled the plug on him. That's how bad it was.
Oh, man. Yeah. So the original stroke was...
That bad. Well, they said it was terrible, and now it got even worse. We got an email from a guy. I'm trying to find it here regarding Luke Perry. He grew up in the same town.
Oh, that guy.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
You want to read it?
You can read it.
I'll preface this by saying I grew up in Ohio where Luke Perry grew up. Oh. Ooh, he writes.
Wait, what town?
Luke Perryville.
Oh.
Perrysburg.
Oh, Perrysburg.
I don't know if it's Perrysburg, Trudy. I never disliked the guy, but it's amazing how people I know act like he was the best thing to ever happen to our town.
Oh, what?
And that they were best friends. I didn't dislike Luke Perry, but the guy wasn't some benefactor to Fredericktown.
It's in Mansfield, Ohio, I guess.
Okay, so
never heard of it.
East side, south of Akron, maybe.
Oh, okay, it is Fredericktown.
Fredericktown. He rarely came back to visit. I never heard of him donating anything for the town. The mayor talked like he was the best guy ever, even though when he was police chief. Luke terrorized that town.
Really?
My junior high math teacher hated him. But you should hear the interview with him now. He's his favorite student, according to the interview. Anyway, like I said, I don't hate the guy, but it's annoying listening to the emotion on social media. I understand what he's saying. Anytime someone does.
I know. I think they've been overplaying how great and wonderful he was.
Really?
I mean, he seems like a good guy, yeah. But, you know, is he really that incredible, or is he more incredible because he died?
Will he talk like this?
Well, maybe by contrast with some of the celebrities lately, he's a good guy.
Oh, so he died at the right time?
I mean, R. Kelly and Michael Jackson have been bringing the bar down. So.
He died young, too. I don't know.
He'll be in a new movie. He'll be in the new Quentin Tarantino flick.
Really?
Yeah. He did film some scenes once upon a time in Hollywood.
Well, that sounds tough.
The Manson movie.
The one with Brad.
You are incredibly sexy.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Margot Robbie. Yeah, oh, about the Manson family murders. I don't know who he plays.
Does he play Manson?
He's not Manson material.
He plays Wayne Maunder.
I knew Manson.
Never heard of him.
And you, sir, are no Manson material.
I don't think it's a giant role.
He was an actor, I guess. Wayne Maunder. I'm not sure who he was.
Never heard of him. Some next. Canadian.
Okay,
This sounds central to the Manson story to me.
I'm going to let you guys recover real quick, and I'm gonna spin some 209-66 boner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Everybody?
It's debilitating.
Calm your mouths down.
I heard that Trudy got a real job, so Maz is going to pick up some extra days. Don't do that.
Mother effer.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was calling in because I have a vocal separated at birth. David Lee Roth, and he sounds exactly like Casey Kasem.
Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man.
You know,
ponderous. What? Fucking ponderous.
Holy smoke. It's 2:55. Trudy is playing Ronnie James Dio. Did you hear it?
When's the last time you guys played some Ronnie James Dio?
That was very cute, Mark. You have a nice young daughter there.
Hi, welcome to the second Daddy and Charlotte podcast.
This is for Trudy News.
Trudy News.
Congrats on the new gig at Wheels.
Aww.
But please don't do the podcast any less, because I think all the listeners wouldn't be able to take having to hear Maz more than one day a week.
Pound salt.
I'm just kidding, Maz. We love you.
You guys harass me on a daily basis.
My wife's watching the date of the city address.
Thanks, Mike Duggan.
That's right, Nodge. Benjamin Orr is dead.
Ah, you ain't dead.
No more! Drew, stop it with the goddamn bachelor.
Waboom.
Let Mark talk soccer.
No.
I have a couple comments about the Michael Jackson documentary.
Don't do it.
Does anybody want to talk about how Mike up Robeson and Dave Chuck were? You could hear every dry swallow
from their point.
Microphone.
It Robeson felt like especially.
I don't know. Ooh, it just creeped me out.
It was creepy.
Where are the dads?
I wish I had a father.
How come they didn't interview any of the dads? But I felt like every woman, Robeson's mother
dead.
And Dave Chuck's mother and the grandma were all basically also in love with Michael.
Yeah. I'm living over here in France.
Ah, the French.
And right now, we pay around 150 euro per liter, and there's about 4 liters per gallon. So with the conversion rate and everything, it's about $7 per gallon.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
But you know what? The roads over here.
Roads. Roads.
They're perfect. They're great.
Remember, they just had those riots, too.
Hardly any potholes.
About their gas tax.
I think he just wants to say that
he's
in France. Maz
is on, and he's already talking about extra days.
Shit, yeah.
Tell him it's not a good idea.
You butt out.
Punchkeys, George Steinbrenner, what's in a punchkey?
Yeah.
He needs to write everything down.
No.
Extra days, no way. Can't do it. Just can't. It's like a 60-year-old guy with ADD or something.
That's bullshit.
Hey, Drew. I don't know why you want to try and piss me off. I gotta go.
Hey, get out of here.
Ooh, woke up this morning. No upload from my podcast. Where the fuck's the podcast? Drew, what the fuck's going on?
That sure is a mystery.
Oh, hey, guys. You know how I called earlier? That's not where the podcast was. Yeah, I found it.
The Great Sleuth.
Hey, I was rolling through Instagram the other day, and I came across a Michael Jackson post. There was nothing but fucking supporters on there for this creep.
Yeah.
There was not a single person in that comment section who said something would infer that they thought Michael Jackson was guilty. I was shocked. By the way, come on, your phone sucks.
Your cell phone blows.
Hey, is the Drew and Mike podcast named after Michael Jackson? Mark, keep being a dick. It's been working for you all these years. Don't change a thing.
See ya.
Keep it stiff.
What was that other one? Oh. What did he say? I didn't hear what he said.
Said you're a dick.
Oh, really? Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But he said keep it up. He likes it. All right. Is everybody's mouths better?
No, not at all.
That one, I ate one. Trudy's just pounding them. She's pounding the hot ones.
And that one's...
You're not feeling it?
That's tricky. Oh, I brought lemon juice, though, so...
What?
Hey, girl. You hungry?
You're traveling with lemon juice?
I saw Gordon Ramsay do this when he was on the Hot Ones. That's it's a video show.
You're traveling with lemon juice?
I am. Well, it's good in water.
You carry it at all times?
I just started because it makes water taste better.
You just weren't carrying enough stuff?
What are you drinking?
I'm trying to drink more.
Why?
I just don't think I hydrate enough. Drink a lot of coffee. And
are you drying up?
Well, right now my mouth's on fire.
Yeah,
so
I'm not dried up either.
That's so funny. That's like when methane was just farting away in the studio. You're just eating popcorn. You're impervious to anything.
Hey, I did want to address the one guy on
the
that.
No included.
No, God, is that backfiring on me?
The one guy on the boner line who couldn't find the file and then found the file. There have been some issues with Google Play and not showing up.
Yeah.
If that's how people use it, it's because Google is making a change. They want you to download Google Podcasts, their app specifically for podcasts. That one works a hell of a lot better. So if you're having issues, if you're Android, then maybe try the Google Podcast app or a different app instead of just getting it from Google Play. Just a thought.
209-66-BONER. 209-66-BONER.
Do you want to hear another Michael Jackson defender?
Oh, sure. I love these guys.
This is some brat that was on British TV this morning. Unfortunately, not the Piers Morgan one, but another morning show.
I spent a lot of time with him over a 10-year period, and I first met him at 14.
And so he doesn't look affected by it at all.
Well, he was...
He looks like Jackson's type, though. He's got blonde hair. He's very thin and white.
Extremely humble, very sweet, very funny, very, very sincere, and just had a very, very gentle, kind energy about him. I spent... a lot of time at Neverland. He invited me to Neverland.
Pauses for a second.
How old were you when you went to Neverland?
9.
This idea, by the way, that there was a child at Neverland that he didn't molest.
Yeah.
Is that really supposed to sell you that he didn't molest other children? That
sold the jury.
He was actually around a 10-year-old for a while, and he didn't molest him. So, therefore, he doesn't molest anyone.
Do you think that was part of his plan? Like, he knew, I gotta have somebody that I don't touch.
No, that's definitely not logical.
No, it's ridiculous. And I can't believe these people who, by the way, are adults now, they should be going, what the fuck was that guy doing hanging around me? We played tag. We threw water balloons. Something's fucking wrong with this guy.
19.
And, when you hear these ridiculous claims that Neverland was supposed to be some kind of place to lure people
oh,
in.
Oh, how ridiculous.
It's just
Ferris wheels and
myself.
Choo-choo trains and talking flowers. Went, how preposterous.
I really broke down and cried because I saw all the beautiful things he was doing for, you know, underprivileged people, children, folks of all ages. And it just really broke my heart that, you know, we live in a world where someone who has nothing but kindness and goodwill to offer can be so deliberately misinterpreted and made out to be a monster. And I thought, you know what, this will never get exposed.
Can you understand why people might see it as a strange thing to do as a grown man to invite sort of younger children
to
come over and
only
and stay.
Boys.
Well, he didn't invite anyone ever into his bedroom.
Oh,
he never
really?
Made invitations.
That's
to people
contrary
stay
to what's said in the documentary.
It's not contrary to what Jackson's claimed. And the documentary is one-sided. It's emotionally
manipulative.
Read
his deposition,
4 hours
dipshit.
Of emotional manipulation is a sure way to engrave.
He's on videotape saying the most loving thing you can do is share your bed.
He admitted in a deposition.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Just because you want to beat off to this kid's butthole.
Only 10-year-old boys. He never shares bed with girls. He didn't share his bed with adults. And by the way, these videos that they showed in the documentary, and you can see more of them too, where he's on stage with children. Yeah. There's always little girls on stage. And typically, he's holding hands with a couple kids. They're always girls.
Oh, right,
but for some reason, he didn't like the girls to come over or to stay in his bed. It was only the boys.
Or when he called them on the phone, he didn't want to talk to the sister. Right. He wanted to talk to Wade.
No.
He never faxed the sister. He only faxed the little one.
Hey, doo-doo head.
Graphic, horrifying claims into people's minds in such a way. Yeah, he was never convicted of anything. And it's emotionally manipulative because they've got no evidence to offer. In fact, the only evidence that does exist is that which not only proves Michael Jackson completely innocent,
oh, really?
But actually shows that the folks that are making these claims are actually lying. And they've contradicted their stories time and time and time
again. Yeah, you really
again.
Understand you abuse. Why is no one explaining that abusers do this like the way they always do when these stories come up?
Looking back now as an adult would be deemed inappropriate.
Absolutely not. And I sit here not as a Michael Jackson
Nothing.
Fan because, oh, he's the king of pop and I love his moonwalk. I sit here as someone who has done extensive research into, and I
And you don't think
words,
kids spent
facts,
the night at his house?
Facts. Factual information that
from
presents
where?
Truth
from
in defense
London.
Of Michael Jackson's innocence.
From
and
the
I
internet?
Defend Michael Jackson the same way I defend someone victim to prejudice. It's not right and it's not fair. It's unjust.
Don't you think that...
Don't tell him to defend children abused
Sechuk
by adults
and
very well.
Wade Robson have got... claims as little boys of sexual abuse.
And amazing how over the course of 20 years they maintained the same story, yet in 5 years they've made four different versions.
But we know that
versions.
Victims of abuse, you know, you don't know the reasons for them going hey, one story one minute. You don't know what's going on within their own heads. Like, you can understand
someone
that they may
finally is going to say
like
something.
That. Nick, let's come to you first, because you've seen the documentary and you feel very differently to that.
I do, yes. And what you can't... And I... briefly interviewed Michael Jackson as well, so I had the opportunity to meet him.
Ooh.
What you can't move away from, and I'm delighted
I think
you
these
have
two start yelling
there,
at each other.
Why would this man have paid untold millions in two or three
thank
court
you.
Settlements
no one ever
to other families
that
brought serious claims? Now, that doesn't mean you're guilty. I fully accept. But that's kind of strange behaviour when other young men, when other boys come forward and checks are written to make sure it doesn't go to court. That then gives me
yeah,
cause for concern.
Happening.
You then watch the body of work, and I hear what you say, never convicted in court. I absolutely understand that. But the two young men, one of whom, by
yeah,
the way,
the best
feels
lawyers in the world.
Because he now has a child and he doesn't want to see the same thing happen. That comes out in the documentary. They tell almost the same pattern of how, first of all, it would appear Jackson grooms the family, and he almost feels like a big brother figure, and then he grooms the child, and then he takes a seven-year-old boy into his bedroom to read poetry and share stories together.
God, in the 93 allegations, there was no payoff. There was a payment settlement, which was purely to put the civil case on pause so Michael Jackson could prove himself in a criminal trial. There was nothing stopped them
no,
from proceeding
about?
With a criminal trial.
Daddy
they took the money
settled.
And they ran. The state of California specifically changed law with the only intention of trying to make it easier to convict Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had two lawyers.
Why not fight?
Yeah, everyone wanted to convict Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
everyone just knows
he was
that
trying
the
to,
whole
they ran.
To
it was
convict
their
him.
Choice to run. He made
no,
this...
No, why did Jackson not fight his innocence at the time?
Because they wanted to go in a civil trial. He
but,
said,
but it happened
put,
not
put the
once.
Case on hold, put the civil case on hold, let's do a criminal
for
trial.
For 23 million.
Money
it happened
ran.
Not once. It happened on
yeah,
the
so you gave him 23 million and he didn't care about going to trial anymore.
Wait a sec, don't they typically put the civil, doesn't the courts typically put the civil trial on hold until the criminal one's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, criminals first.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Hey, anyone who's watching, if you want to know factual information, simply go to M.
And I don't trust a guy with an accent like this to tell us how the courts work in California.
Innocent.com, because there are court transcripts
we know,
and
we
documents,
know.
There is proof, there is evidence, something
absolutely.
That this hit piece provides yeah. nothing of.
Dan Reed, the director, believed that there are at least a dozen more victims out there.
Let me tell you, this whole thing
and you're
is
one
an
of them.
Open gateway for anyone and their dog to come forward. I could sit here now and tell you guys fabricated claims. And because of the Me Too movement now, which these guys are hijacking and are deliberately taking advantage of and preying on, the emotional vulnerabilities of real victims, knowing full well the sensitivity and climate of today, I could tell you something's not true.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I'm not.
It's so much fun to claim you were molested by Michael Jackson.
Crucial,
it's so rewarding.
Yeah, and then
a fucking idiot.
And he beat off to the little while he's looking at your butthole.
Once you say you're molested by Michael Jackson, you get attacked. I mean,
yeah.
You are a subject
by
of scorn,
like
ridicule, death threats, you name it.
They were middle-aged men now are able to confront it. And I have to say to you, and I appreciate that you have a real fascination and adoration for Michael Jackson, and I get that, but these people are skillful. They effectively hide in plain sight, and that's what this man is doing. And it is desperately important that other children, whether boys or girls, do not fall prey in the same way. Actually, this is a cathartic moment. You could almost see it as, in a sense, a positive moment in that we're talking
would
about
you,
it.
Would you listen? We
I
said in the introduction, you wouldn't listen to his
I
music?
I can't listen to it the same
that's
way.
That's a shame. You need to present yourself with the facts. If you took an hour or two to look at contradictive stories, hiding evidence.
You, so we take
their
it that
case
you
was
will,
thrown out. Their
will
case was thrown out.
You will continue to listen to his music.
Let me tell you
there's
now.
Nothing to
if
do
I
with
had
it.
One iota, one shred of doubt, I would not be... I have children of my own. I would not be sitting
Lord.
Here defending a man I thought was guilty. This is an injustice. This is an outrage. This is an insult to legitimate victims.
Right. Well, despite some calling for a ban on Michael Jackson's music, former Radio 1 DJ Mike Reed says he will continue to play his songs. He joins us now from his radio studio at
United
DJs.
Does this guy have to gain from it?
Was there any moment
when he's the only guy in England playing his music?
Or as a team thought, actually, we have to have a meeting about this. What do we think?
Well, no, we talked to the listeners about it and asked them because it's an ongoing situation. Record company, catalogue, publishers, all these people that have nothing to do with Michael personally. So it affects them. So we asked the listeners about it and they said whatever he's done and he hasn't been charged with anything or convicted of anything, that we still love the music. He sold billions of records and our listeners actually love him and like hearing his music. And I said, would you turn off if you heard the music? And they all said, well, no, we wouldn't. He might have done something bad, but then again, there are a lot of people, as we all know, in music, in film, in literature, who haven't, you know, been particularly clean down the years. Their books are still there, the films are still there. So
I kind of agree with them. Play the music,
no,
gives
we would
shit.
Still like to hear Michael Jackson songs, unless something really, really bad comes out. Then maybe we wouldn't.
And Mike, there are other examples of artists that are still played on the radio that do have convictions. So this wouldn't.
Unless,
whatever.
Unless something really, really bad comes out, like putting your penis in a 7-year-old's mouth.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
The good thing is what he means by that.
The good thing is Piers Morgan talked to Taj. I'll monitor and see how ridiculous it is. So hopefully Piers tore into him.
Oh, Piers would tear him a new ass, I would think.
Are you sure?
He might, he'll try to be respectful, but he will. I don't want to hear. Taj just makes me sick. I can't. By the way, I haven't heard one person suggest that, you know, you're being very disrespectful to people who are victims. You can defend your brother.
Because he doesn't see them as victims.
No, I know he doesn't see them as victims, but neither did a lot of people like Christine Blasey Ford, but you couldn't say she was a slut and she wanted money and she's doing it for the money.
People
tried to be, I think generally there was a lot of restraint.
They just choose to be blind about the fact that those guys have been victimized. They can't see it. They don't know what it's like.
They weren't in the room.
That guy has no facts.
He slept with the guy in his bed over and over and over. I can't believe how many people just overlook that. They go, there's no proof. He was found not guilty. He just likes sleeping with little boys.
It's so ludicrous.
I mean, honestly, that like he had like these kids, they're the fucking liars. They got every reason to lie. It's like, no, Michael Jackson had every reason to lie.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile. He's a superstar. He's on the world stage. He's selling he's selling his music. He's selling out concerts. He has every reason to lie. But yet, it's they want money. They want money. No, he wants his fucking career and his reputation. But he keeps doing it anyway. I mean, he did it over and over and over his whole life. That's what I was saying about how much work it was. I was like, God, I don't know how you have a career if you're a pedophile. Because it's so hard to groom a family. All the time it takes. You got all these people to deal with. You got to manipulate them all.
Imagine what a genius he could have been if he hadn't been a pedophile.
Yeah, if he could have just been into girls, but he wasn't.
Or just spent all of his time in the studio making music.
But I think the other lies, he lied about so many things. I mean, he claimed he was a billionaire. He claimed he had three children. They were not his children. They were not his biological children. Debbie Rowe was not his wife. Lisa Marie Presley was not his wife. Okay, he was married to them, but it was fake. We all know it was fake.
Wouldn't he have been better off, considering that Neverland was kind of a fortress, of just stealing children off the street, rather than having the Debbie Rowe thing have to be out there in the news and stuff like that?
Couldn't he just lock them up in game rooms and stuff and just feed them, have someone cater them, you know?
It's not R. Kelly.
And then he doesn't have to deal with a family.
Well, instead of the idea that he, you know, artificially inseminated or somehow knocked Debbie Rowe up, why didn't he just steal some kids?
I know, it's really funny how no one challenges anything about Michael Jackson. But, you know, there was an incident in Ferndale yesterday. Can you bring up the video, Brandon, of the Uber driver and the six drunken assholes? Oh, my God. I really felt bad for this Uber driver.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, they keep saying, your car smells like pot. It's like, yeah, and you're drunken assholes. Now, he does kind of lose his head. I think he did maybe throw the first punch based on they're recording him. Isn't people recording everyone? Isn't this getting annoying?
Real quick. I'm recording you.
Not in landscape either.
Come on. Bye, motherfucker.
He just kicked them out of his Uber.
Pause it for a sec. I wonder if you're not going to have a job after today. Isn't he an Uber driver?
He kicked them out of the Uber.
Oh, so they're expecting Uber to get rid of
him. Uber's going to come down hard on this guy.
Yeah.
Because these people are so nice.
That's how you pay for this. Come on.
Come on.
You slam my fucking door. I shut
the door.
Okay. Pause this for a second.
You're a man. It's funny. Later on in this, they get on his ass for being just a loser Uber driver, and the guy's like, I'm making 100K a year. That's all the government knows about. So it's like basically telling the IRS to audit him. And the driver's like, I make 100K a year. I just drive Uber for fun. You know, like he just loves driving Uber, that's even funny. Though he makes 100K a year. I guess a lot more that the government doesn't know about.
Oh, my God.
You need to run your fucking
I just want to let you know I'm a professional investigator.
I don't care.
Then get in your car,
you're drunk and obnoxious. Take all the bitches you want.
Why are you getting all upset?
Wait, doesn't she sound like the go fly a kite with a hole in it? Sound like her?
Oh, I thought you knew. What she says.
I don't know what Uber is.
Bye.
Oh my God. So obnoxious.
Now something. Something knocked the camera or the phone out of somebody's hand. Oh, there goes the phone again.
What's going on?
Now, you see this girl is going to attack him and he throws her down?
That's right on Woodward.
Yeah, right in front of the magic bag.
The marquee's right in front of him.
What if we saw Willie walking out and then turns around and goes back in? Willie Wilson.
He did?
Yeah, you didn't see him walk out.
No, I didn't see Willie.
Totally joking.
Oh. Why did he say that girl, now, I imagine someone would go, he threw that girl on the ground!
Came at him!
Yeah, she charged
Lunged
him.
Lunged at him, yeah.
She charged him, and he threw her on the ground. I didn't have a problem with it.
If he threw, did he just sort of deflect her? You know, like he pushed her back,
he kind
right?
of chucked her on the ground, but I don't blame him at all.
No. She went after him. He just kind of put his arm up, and she went
he
down.
He barely touched her.
Well,
yeah.
Back it up. I want to see it again. I didn't blame him for whatever he did. I didn't think he did anything wrong. I felt bad for this guy all around.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a little aggressive, but... The girl is nuts.
I don't care who you work for.
I'm sober as fuck.
No, you're not sober.
Me?
All y'all motherfuckers are drunk. You're not gonna fucking touch me.
Your car reeks of weed.
Call the cops right now.
Your car reeks of weed.
So what? So what? No. So what?
I'm so glad
call
I
called the cops right now.
That one lady sounded like, you better shut your mouth.
You just beat my friend.
I didn't beat nobody.
You
y'all
beat
fucking
my friend.
Attack me.
Oh my God.
And y'all fucking attack my car.
Nobody
call the cops right now.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Allie, come on.
Who's the voice of reason there? Whoever that guy
the
is.
Cops right now.
Please do.
Bitch, a man.
Shut the fuck up. I hate her.
Crazy ass.
You're a grown ass man, you fucking
get the fuck away from my car right now. Get the fuck away from my car.
Michigan's finest, dude.
Yeah, Michigan's finest. Fucking drunk motherfucker.
I'm trying. Your car reeks of weed.
Yeah.
Your car
reeks of weed. The most sober one.
So what? So what does that mean?
Oh, he's clearly not high, though.
Oh, I think his buzz is pretty killed.
Get the fuck away from my car.
Puff the magic dragon.
One.
Oh, the chick's trying to get at him. Round, she wants round two.
Come here, chill.
You piece of fucking shit.
Get the fuck away.
Oh, my God.
What does that say, Van Halen?
Hey, chill. You better get this bitch away from your fucking car. Get a fucking car.
Come here. Get me a gun. Swear to God.
Get off of my fucking car right now.
Oh, my God. How long does this go on?
Forever.
A couple more minutes.
Stay out of the room.
You fucking piece of shit.
Call the fucking cops right now.
Oh, she sounds like the MSU party girl.
She does a little bit.
I love the party.
You want to go?
Don't worry, Lindsay.
Separated at birth.
We are right outside of
the somebody get a dick.
You are fine.
No, I'm not.
My
life
is.
I know.
You are
gone, please. You are wrong.
They're fine people.
Yeah, give my life a plate.
Lovely group.
Do we know who these people are?
Who are they?
I don't know. Do we know?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, there's some names.
Oh, can you shut up, girl?
I know what we're yelling about!
I don't give a fuck about this job. I make $100,000 at the government.
She just threw out the N word.
She really?
I don't give a fuck about this job.
Oh, whoa!
$100,000 the government knows about. I don't give a fuck about no fucking Uber driving.
Here comes an audit.
Loud noises!
Hello?
Well, these people are lovely.
Really?
They are. Such wonderful people.
Why couldn't they drag that girl away and get the fuck out of there? What is wrong with them? This girl starts claiming, my head's pounding.
There's the police.
I had like 52 beers.
What ended up happening? Who got arrested?
We're acting rude. I asked them to get out of my vehicle. They got out of my car, they slammed the door, they start kicking the back of my
vehicle. There's a story about it. I don't know if anyone got arrested.
Yes, yes,
pretty
you
soon,
did.
I bet they'll all be swinging together. No, just a big old fucking suck.
Sir,
be quiet until...
I'm fine, go ahead.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
Now, let's see.
These five people attacked me. I'm trying to defend myself.
Nobody
they were drunk
you.
And irate.
I asked them nicely.
I work for a professional investigation agency.
Okay,
take a look at it.
Ooh!
I'm a professional
so
investigator.
They now have that emergency button on the Uber app. Does the driver have that?
Yeah, well, I don't know, because they implemented that following the asshole Uber killer.
Jason, what's his name, up in Kalamazoo?
Yeah, butthole. And so, yes, they do have that, but I believe it's for the passengers.
I think the
ride was over anyway.
Wait a second. This is 3 years old.
What?
He said they called him racial slurs, attacked him, and kicked his car. They said his car smelled like weed and that he assaulted them, not the other way around. 3 years later, the Uber, the ex-Uber driver and the six passengers he picked up outside of Ferndale Bar are still going at it, only lots of lawyers are involved. In a classic he said, she said, tale unfolding, ex-Uber driver is suing the city of Ferndale, alleging three police officers wrongfully arrested. They arrested him? The night he picked up six drunk patrons, for assault, I guess.
She assaulted him as well.
I didn't know it was 3 years old. It was in the free press today.
He did get out, and you know when the phone went flying, I think he knocked the phone out of somebody's hand. I don't know if he hit them. Right, and he's suing the passengers too. Five of them women. Nice going, Trudy. For emotional distress, alleging he was racially taunted and physically assaulted after ordering them out of his car. The passengers, all of them 20-somethings from Macomb County, called him the N-word, mocked him for being an Uber driver, screamed profanity at him. Passengers alleged it was Shaw who was out of line, not them. When he picked them up outside the bar, Shaw's car smelled of marijuana, so they asked him to pull over and let them out. Oh, I thought he kicked them out. After that,
I don't take no orders from no women.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Oh. I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Yeah, I got all their names now. I'm going to look them up.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
It picks up with him kind of
love that story.
Good riddance, get the fuck out of my car. And now I'm not so sure. Maybe they would they really give a shit that his car smelled like weed? That group?
No, come on.
Yeah, 3 years ago it wasn't legal. Not that you can smoke weed in your car anyway. But
words were exchanged. Cincinnati with a 6'4", 220-pound Shaw allegedly hitting one woman in the head and shoving another. Some of the records is captured on cell phone, which is taken by one of the passengers, includes cursing, screaming, laughing, used the N-word twice, though it's not clear who said it. Police
when is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
When the police showed up, one woman was crouched over her sister, who was crying loudly and holding her head. Shaw told the police, these five people attacked me. I tried defending myself. They were drunk and irate. Then I ended with Shaw in handcuffs. A lawsuit followed more than 2 years later. Defendants are... Okay. They're 29, 27, 26, 26, 27.
Hoo-ah!
Are they young professionals and working someplace?
Hard to say. Shaw's lawsuit claims the police ignored him at the scene, arrested him without taking his written statement, but instead hauled him off to jail in the words of only the passengers. Murray argues he was charged with crimes that he was ultimately cleared of. Jury acquitted him of assault and battery. Possession of marijuana charge was also dropped. Police found 9.3 grams of marijuana in the locked glove box. Charge was dropped because he has a valid medical marijuana card for himself.
And it was locked. Locked up.
Shaw, meanwhile, lost his job. Wait, the job that made the $100,000 that the government didn't knew about? Uber fired him after the incident, reached a confidential settlement with two of the passengers. Wait, Uber settled with the passengers?
Oh, man.
Uber points out the drivers are independent contractors. That Shaw's access is removed from the Uber app in 2016 upon learning of the report. Shaw's attorney said her client's life has been ruined since the Ferndale incident. 30-year-old father was once a team lead supervisor with Chrysler and worked out of the Warren Truck Assembly Plant for 8 years before working for Uber. After the Ferndale incident, he lost his Uber job and his marriage and is still struggling. Why did he lose his marriage?
Oh, wow.
Strife.
Slayer says
fair,
the case is all
right.
is all about race. The passengers mistreated Shaw because of the color of his skin. Police gave the passengers preferential treatment because they are white. He was terrorized. The accident of the individual was so extreme. His property was damaged, yet he was the one who was prosecuted. It's kind of mob mentality.
Life can be so unfair.
I've been in many Ubers really drunk, and it always seems to be fine.
Well, there is the aspect of, why did he get out of the car after you dropped him off? Just go.
Yeah, that...
I'm sure he wishes that now. Huh?
I think it's because they touched his car.
Yeah, they did touch his
away.
Car, I think.
What do they do? Do they damage it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Once again, is it worth it?
No. And it did seem
no
that
ever
he,
walks away from anything.
It seems that there was a physical altercation that he threw the first punch. But
you want to go?
I don't know. I just feel like this thing should have been just dropped and they should have apologized to him, in my opinion. I thought they were complete assholes.
It is amazing that he got arrested and charged.
Well, the girl was saying, oh, my head's pounding, and she starts crying when the police get there. So, Trudy, chicks.
Believe women.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
People do believe women.
I'm
people
not responsible
believe,
for all of them.
I always am inclined to think the girl is telling the truth. And not always the case.
Nobody wants to be in trouble. So
I know.
Do what you have to do.
True.
Stay out of trouble.
But she did attack him. What, did the police not look at the videotape? Or is that from the punch he threw when the phone went flying?
I don't know.
I mean, who knows?
I don't know. I can't imagine myself ever being so drunk that I would then try to attack someone.
That was pretty crazy.
Try to, like,
although
he had square off against a guy who's 6'4", too. Jeez.
He had thrown a punch at that point, I think. I assume he did. I didn't really. You can't really tell. You just see the phone go flying. Could you guys tell who threw the punch?
No.
Mm-mm. She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
Oh, what a mess.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
He dry gulched you? Now, wait a minute. That's your fault. You got to keep your guard up. There's no excuse for getting dry gulched. You got me?
What is dry gulching again? I forgot.
Sucker punch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, come on, Trudy.
Sorry. I'm not a fighter.
You're a lover.
I'm a lover.
Hey, so I was watching the...
That ridiculous end of that soccer game there. Ugh.
Who cares?
PSG lost 3-3 on aggregate.
Hey, one of those guys looks just like Matt Riley.
On a bullshit hand. Yeah, I know. That's
looks like Matt
Angel
Riley.
Di Maria.
Oh, Angel.
That's the one that we always...
Hey,
that's the one we always talk about looking like Matt Riley.
No one gives a shit.
Did you see that bullshit handball they called? They went to video review in extra time. Jury, you would have lost your mind. Extra time was 3 minutes. It went on
nobody
for eight.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, because nobody knows when a soccer game's going to end.
No, it's because review was an extra time.
Somebody says it's over.
So it was an extra time. What a thrilling game is. That really bones my FIFA mobile game, though. I needed PSG.
Nobody cares.
Thank you. That's my rant.
Who
that
gives
guy,
a fuck?
The guy on the boner line cares, Brandon.
Who cares?
What an exciting game. PSG dominated too.
Did you guys talk about King Kong Bundy?
No,
King Kong Bundy.
Very sad about that.
I'm sure Ryan Armani covered it thoroughly.
500 pounds. Oh my god!
I was telling Brandon because I'm not the biggest wrestling fan, but when I was younger, he was one of my favorite.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I loved the match, huge, the colossal jostle. God, wrestling is inventive, right?
Well, did you see what he did at WrestleMania? Here in the Silverdome WrestleMania?
No.
Will you pull it up, Brandon?
Yeah, I got to find it.
When he took on Little Beaver, who never wrestled again. Little Beaver is all of what? 2 feet tall? 2.5 feet tall?
He was billed as a midget. Yes.
Oh.
He was 4'4", 60 pounds.
Fought King Kong Bundy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Who, you know, was 450 pounds.
Is he related?
He put up a good fight?
Ted?
Well, he had three friends with him, so yeah.
By the time I get into wrestling, which was the early 90s, Bundy was pretty much already phased out because
Look at him.
He came in and he was a big deal. He had this great feud with Hulk Hogan, but then that's pretty much
beef with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he was a heel.
Billy Jim, I want you most of all, but if those other two midgets get in my way, I'll squash off
What's that, PC?
Right in the middle of the ring. They'll have to pick you three up with a bladder.
Whoa!
Wow.
That was scary.
Now let's fast forward to the action.
Look at him. There he is.
In there again.
Trying to
Bundy's
got him.
Oh, my God.
Bundy's got him.
Look at this. Look at this stadium. It's just loaded. It's a Silverdome. Jam-packed.
Picks up a little person and body slams him.
I think I could watch that all day.
He better not.
Ooh, he's going to drop
down. Oh, the fans are not happy.
Not an empty seat in the house.
Wow.
Little Beaver unconscious, the bell ringing. I'm sure that Bundy's been disqualified.
I think that little person's dead.
Hey, that little guy ran in there and interfered. He ought to take what he's got coming. What do you think, you?
I think he belongs. Yes. He's ready for the teepee. Look at this. Uh-oh.
Well, they're dragging him off.
Toe's going for the big splash.
What?
Bundy was in front of him. Look at, even the other midgets don't like what he did.
Oh, midgets.
Now it's all four midgets as well as hillbillies. Jeez.
Look at those two.
Hey, it's the 80s.
I can't believe it. Little Brook in Tokyo turning on the
turn on her own man.
King Kong Bundy is pissed.
What?
Of Little Beaver.
What? Oh, that's bullshit. Bundy clearly won that.
Well, there's your winners as a result.
Fun fact, the Bundy family on Married with Children were named after him.
Were they?
Yeah, the writers were big
Ted
fans.
Ted Bundy's
of
brother.
Oh, is he Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
I thought. Oh, yeah.
No,
he was part of Bundy Month, and he dies a month later after Bundy Month.
That was it for him. He was just.
I think he was just his last hurrah, and then Ted dominated it, and he was disappointed. I think he was angry.
God, he had no neck.
I'm serious though. That the Married with Children writers named the families after King. Well, him after King Kong Bundy.
Really?
Let's see. Al's fellow salesman at Gary's Shoes was Luke Ventura, after Jesse the Body.
Oh.
And his next-door neighbors were the Rhodes.
Oh, named after Dusty Rhodes. Oh.
It's kind of fun.
Huh.
Don't bloop me.
It's so still real to me,
I felt like Tom there.
So he goes into the Luke Perry death triangle, so it's those two
right.
So far. One more person.
Wait, Luke was in the triangle with the Prodigy guy.
Yeah,
oh, and Terrible Ted.
And Terrible Ted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right. So he's got his own.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Very emotional.
Wow.
Randy Bachman is doing a documentary, or there's a documentary on Randy Bachman. And
what can be told about Randy Bachman?
Well, it's kind of what I thought when I first read it. Although, you know, I remember the Guess Who.
Yeah.
Peter, you can pick up my phone. It's at your feet.
Sure.
Drop my phone. The Guess Who.
Ow.
Oh man.
Ow.
Okay.
I don't think he hit it that hard. Treating like a small child, assuring her she didn't hit it that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's just so. It doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt. Don't start crying.
Yeah, don't
tell.
Don't
hurt.
React, or Trudy might cry. If you react, she might cry.
Hey, is there any breaking R. Kelly news?
No.
Somebody just told me he got taken in for child support.
Oh, that's
that was
yeah,
like
that
last
is,
week.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
what?
He did? Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't know he got
taken. Well, I knew they were charging
support.
Him. I don't know if they brought him in for that. It could be new.
I don't know. Live Maybe. 5 News okay. are reporting R. Kelly is detained after child support
hearing. Okay.
Okay.
So
he's
going
to have to
new.
Cough up that money before he can get out, and he doesn't have
Sweet.
Any, supposedly.
Oh, that girl,
so.
That Darlene Love or whatever her name is, or what's her name? Courtney Love?
Oh,
Courtney Love.
The person who saved him, who bailed him out.
That idiot that runs a child care Center.
It says R. Kelly was taken into custody during a hearing in Chicago over unpaid child support. He left the courtroom with his lawyers on Wednesday through a different door. His hands were not cuffed.
Oh, so
total bullshit. Up to sell his Trump Tower condo to pay for it. Take out a home equity loan.
Where will his two girlfriends live then?
I could have to.
Idiots.
Yeah. What on the street.
Idiots.
Lying.
Yeah, nothing like an illiterate 54-year-old who's accused of molesting, you know, 30 girls for your boyfriend.
Nice.
So weird.
How do you move on from that?
How do you move on?
I don't know. But Randy Bachman, I was reading about it. I was semi-interested. Different things that people do. Share the Land.
Great song.
My favorite? Bus Driver.
Bus Driver?
No, it's Bus Rider, actually.
Bus Rider. That was a semi-hit.
That was a cool song.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land. That began
cool voice. No Time Left for You.
That's the best part.
I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to
shake
your hand.
Talking about together now. No Sugar Tonight, American Woman.
Oh,
he's one of the only
songs.
People to have a number one hit with two different bands.
Wow.
Really?
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
It's a great list.
Guess who? I know. I wonder who else is on that list.
Clapton. Gotta be right. Although number one.
Yeah, number one hits, so it's...
Get up in the morning, get on the bus.
What a sad song this is.
Get up in the morning like the rest of
us. Why would
us.
They write this song?
Places to go. People to meet. Better not get up or you might lose your seat. Bus ride.
That's terrible.
Dig it.
American Woman was number one, and then You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet was number one. BTO.
Wow. Huh.
Only 11 musicians have a hit with
this great song, too.
Number ones with two.
Dave Grohl.
Nirvana and Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters hit number one.
Paul McCartney?
What if, with a band?
Wings.
Oh, Wings, yeah.
And on his own. Three different acts?
This is going to be a dumb question. What Foo Fighters song hit number one, though?
It says Dave Grohl's on Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters is one of them.
I'm just wondering what it was.
It says Everlong and the Pretender.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a UK list. Hold on. Jimmy Page with the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not over here.
Surprise.
It was in Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
With Jack
Stills?
Is it Stills? Yeah.
Stills in Buffalo Springfield?
Yeah. O'Neal was in Buffalo Springfield too, right?
You gotta love it when the hook is just a laugh.
Oh, Steve Cropper's been in two bands that had number one hits.
Whoa.
The Blues Brothers and Booker T and the MGs.
Does that count?
Not really count.
Well, what do you mean?
Blues Brothers was Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah.
John Belushi was the lead singer on the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, but come on.
Soul Man was number one. Well, just saying. He's on the list. He's
weak.
Blues Brothers is a movie band.
It's like Kevin Durant joining the Golden State Warriors.
The Monkees.
What about like Cornell or Jack White? Cornell?
Jack White is on the list with the Raconteurs and the White Stripes.
Hitting number one?
That's what it said.
Wow. In here, in the States.
It seemed like they were talking about the States. I don't know that they mentioned.
It seems like there's a lot more than we would have thought.
Tina Weymouth and Chris France with Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club, because Tom Tom Club had that big hit. I didn't realize it was number one.
What song?
It's called, hang on. It's a good song.
Is it Genius of Love?
Genius of Love, yeah. MTV played the bejesus out of it. Remember this, Trudy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this Mariah Carey used this first song.
Oh, did she?
Sweet fantasy, baby. That song?
Mm-hmm. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna have some fun. What do you consider fun? Fun, natural fun.
Come on, Burn, get Talking Heads together. Jeez. Trudy, I found a lot of songs for your playlist today.
Oh, good.
Talking Heads, Psycho Killer.
Oh, I know. I love
Take
that song.
Take Me to the River. Life during wartime, once in a lifetime. Police so lonely.
Things I'm going to have to do.
When the world is running down.
Do a Talking Heads hour.
Talking Heads and Police.
Okay.
Can't they have a new wave hour?
That sounds good.
Saturday night at 3 a.m.
Maybe Drew Wave could host it. Just go in there and voice track. I'm sure they'd love to have Drew Wave on the weekends at night. That would be awesome. Drew, you should do it.
Sounds like work.
Oh, you can voice track it from here. We'll send them the files.
That's true. I could.
I think you should do it.
Allegedly, no one likes New Wave in Detroit.
Well, no. You can prove them wrong.
ML Elric does.
Allegedly. That's true.
On his podcast, the ML Soul of Detroit podcast, now available. New episode coming up tonight or tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Wow. The
third one deep.
What does he call the undiscovered New Wave song of the week? Room 1609 or
something?
77.
Oh, boy. I should know this. It's the Durant.
Can he be less clever and just call it the undiscovered New Wave song of the
never.
Week?
Never. Oh, boy. He's going to be so
Duran Duran. That's another one. You don't hear enough Duran Duran, right?
7609.
I like a few of their songs. Is anybody playing Duran Duran anymore? Does CSX play Duran Duran?
No, they don't. No. I don't. No.
It's weird how these bands have multiple hits and they just go, pew, bye. I mean, isn't it weird?
That is terribly weird.
How is that decided that great white songs will survive? White Snake will survive.
It's like fucking rock.
There is a great segment of music that is just...
Blue Oyster Cult shall always be played.
I'm telling
Reaper!
You, Drew
Billy
Wave.
Squire shall always be played.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
Billy Madison loves Billy Squire.
I know people like Billy Squire, but I just don't understand. Why does he survive and Talking Heads can only get Burning Down the House played once in a million years?
You're going to have to hear it on the Drew Wave Hour.
I guess so.
Saturday nights, WLLZ.
I'll bring it back.
Well, you would fortify all the people who really like it.
Totally do it.
At 3 a.m.
Don't feel supported. Oh.
I don't feel supported.
This is the best Billy Squire related thing ever. Remember this scene?
Oh, is this Billy?
Yeah, he shows up to his first day of high school, and it's Trans Am. Jean jacket.
He thinks he's cool.
Is that a Journey shirt underneath? No, it's Ario Speedway. Wagon. Sure, that's right.
What are they laughing about? I played The Stroke this morning.
Well, I mean, it's...
I know. I sent Trudy,
1994,
I sent Trudy a thumbs down text during the song.
I'm not the biggest fan. What was his other song?
We were trying to think of him. We couldn't come up with it.
I'll find it.
No, because there's another one that gets a lot of airplay.
Squire!
A lot of airplay.
He's from Boston, too. He does not fit Boston, does he, Trudy?
No, he doesn't. Oh, that's weird because I played Billy Squire into Boston.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Aerosmith.
Boston double play! The Cars.
By the way,
foreplay.
I looked this up because it was driving me nuts.
My kind of lover.
The White Stripes.
Everybody wants you.
For the record, because I looked it up, the White Stripes did not have a number one overall hit in the U.S. Number one alternative charts.
Oh, they were using they were using different charts.
Oh, okay.
They weren't just using the pop charts. I know it was a little deceptive.
What is Lonely?
Rock me,
Lonely.
Rock me.
What is that?
My kind of lover. Like
Billy Squire, his embrace on. Taking pictures of people, you know, all the times that we had to have our pictures taken, and have you ever looked back at those pictures and thought, oh my God.
Never.
All the time.
How ridiculous.
Yeah, actually, Rock Me Tonight charted higher than The Stroke.
Rock me! Rock me!
Wait, God. Really?
Tell me
he has a more popular song than Stroke.
Yes.
Where was this charted?
I don't hate this song as much.
Than The Stroke?
I don't like it, but I don't hate it as much.
Did you say you played The Stroke, Trudy?
Yes.
Did you dedicate it to Luke Perry?
No, but I will next time.
Sorry, too soon.
I think 106.7 plays this. Yeah, I heard this.
Yeah. Some people out there like Billy Squire.
You know what? There's a lot of songs Riff played that I just thought were dirge rock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like White Snake, Great White,
Stop picking on whites. Great white snake.
I can't help it.
Great white snake.
I just don't like white snake.
What are you talking about?
Do not like this.
I'm tired of Blue Oyster Cult, too. I liked Don't Fear the Reaper at one time, but I've heard it way too many times.
It was his biggest hit.
Blue Oyster Cult needs like a 5-year moratorium in Detroit, in my opinion. And then they'll come back fresh.
Is Squire still alive?
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he is.
Even he's sick of the stroke.
I bet you he's touring. I would bet my life that he's touring. I'm gonna just search on Billy Squire tour.
Well, this is terrible.
I don't even know this tune. This is his number one hit.
Kill it, man.
Biggest hit.
Oh. White Snake.
Lovely.
Yeah, Squire tour dates 2019.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Let's see where he's playing. Let's see, he's coming to your town. Billy Squire's play at Washington, D.C. at the City Winery.
At the winery?
Yeah. He's playing Ardmore, Pennsylvania at the Ardmore Music Hall.
Oh, ooh.
Paramount Hudson Valley Theater in Peekskill, New York. I don't think these are the biggest venues.
This was my class song.
Is it really?
Yeah. I didn't pick it.
You know what I always think about when I think of Whitesnake? This is kind of a convoluted way. Didn't Coverdale, wasn't he married to Tawny Katane?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was married to the left-handed pitcher, Chuck Finley.
That's right. She beat him up.
She beat the shit out of him, yeah.
She's a psycho.
Never beat up Coverdale.
Okay, let's see the Whitesnake tour. Whitesnake tickets are available. Let's see if they're coming to your town.
Here he goes again. It's the only road he's ever known, Drew. It's like a drifter. He was born to walk alone.
Really?
On tour alone.
They're playing Ruth Eckerd Hall in Clearwater. I don't think that's a big venue, ladies and gentlemen.
It's intimate.
Ovens Auditorium in Charlotte.
He ain't wasting no more time.
Oh, my God. They've had 41 band members.
That's great.
Coverdale?
They're playing Greensburg, Pennsylvania at the Palace Theater. Also, the Agora in Cleveland, that's a big date for
him. I've been there a lot of times.
It's a big date for Whitesnake.
Whitesnake is David Coverdale and 40 other members.
What?
Oh my God.
That's how many members.
Wow.
What about Great
White? He's always looking for the best new sound.
Wow. Does Great White have a show coming up? Are they playing the station?
I believe Great White has some issues.
Man.
What?
They may have some lawsuits to take care of.
From the station? Wasn't that the name of the place for the fire?
Yeah. Right.
They might have to tour to pay for that. Great White in concert. Let's see if they're coming to your town.
That station story is the worst.
God, Coverdale's hair is the same as it's always been.
Fuck yeah. Can't change that.
They're playing the Northern Quest Casino in Heights, Washington. Also Jackson Rancheria Hotel and Casino in Jackson, California.
Nice.
Are you talking about Great White or Jack Russell's Great White?
Great White. Oh, there's two Great Whites?
Yeah.
Can I see them back to back? Remember Great White playing that post arena football game where there were like 10 people there?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that Great White?
Yes, it was.
Oh, was that the worst? Oh, my God.
That was embarrassing.
That was so painful. It hurt everyone. I don't think everyone's been as hurt as when that happened.
It's funny, if you type in Great White on setlist.fm, you can get Great White setlist. You can also see Jack Russell's Great White setlist. So they are both touring at the same time.
Wonder how they differ.
That's a good question. Let's see. He only seems to be playing 6 songs.
Oh, wow. Once Bitten Twice Shy is the encore
in the Angel song.
If I had a playlist, I'm sure whatever radio station it was for would bomb.
Twice Shy is the encore of the other band.
The encore of both Great Whites.
If I was playing music in Detroit, I'd be playing some Oasis, some Talking Heads, some Police. You'd probably squeeze a little Elvis Costello in there. Psychedelic Furs. How can you
Sounds
be
like
a rock?
The Drew Wave,
how can you be a rock station and not play Pretty in Pink?
Well, you got to not that because you got to play Great White.
Not that
White
wimpy
Snake.
Special version from the movie either. That was when I distanced myself from the Furs briefly. They did a wimped out version of Pretty in Pink for the Molly Ringwald movie.
When did you get back with them?
After the movie got, you know,
did you see
maybe
Ringwald
6 months.
Was she was heartbroken about Dylan too?
I saw that.
And I
just, well, why does
all
it,
I could think of is seeing her nude just days before and thinking, I just saw her nude.
I know. All those tweets, by the way, don't they seem so trite? Because in my mind, I go, Molly Ringwald, she probably barely knew Luke Perry. And here she's on Twitter. People go, oh, Molly, that's so sweet.
Social media, it, Gaga is right. It is the toilet
it is
of the
internet. Worst.
R. Kelly's right, too. You can just say anything on there.
He's not right.
So are we going to see Trump's grades?
Oh. No, did you read that story?
I just saw the letter that was written to Fordham University, which was funny because, like, don't you dare ever release this information or you could end up with jail time. Jeez. And then that's from Michael Cohen. And then it's P.S. By the way, Mr. Trump loves Fordham University and had a wonderful time there. Raised great respect for the university.
Did he donate money?
He enjoyed his 2 years at Fordham. I don't know. Maybe he does give money. They said wealthy alumni were pressuring them not to release any information.
Well, same with the high school. And they talked to the guy who was in charge there. And let's see if I can find
it. What classes do you suppose he was good in?
Public speaking?
Not gym, certainly, right?
Well, he went to... what's the college you went to?
Wharton School of Finance.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a small.
You know,
class.
I went to the Wharton School of Finance.
I don't know. They had the honors. They listed. They only had like 20 people who were honors. So all these people were tweeting out "Summa cum liar." Did he say it was summa?
Hey, you
summa
are fake
cum
news.
Laude?
Good one.
I know.
The superintendent of the private school came to me in a panic because he had been accosted by a prominent, wealthy alumni of the school who were Mr. Trump's friends and wanted to keep his record secret. We called Evan Jones, the headmaster at the time. He said, "You need to go grab that record, deliver it to me because I need to deliver it to them." The superintendent, Jeffrey Coverdale, David's brother, confirmed Monday that members of the school board trustees initially wanted him to hand over President Trump's records to them, but Coverdale said he refused. I was given directives.
I don't think so.
I was given directives, part of which I could follow, but part of which I could not, and that was handling them over to the trustees. He said, I moved them elsewhere on campus where they could not be released. It's the only time I've ever moved an alumnus's records.
How did moving them from one building to another keep them from being...
I don't know.
They're under lock and key in the vault.
I honestly don't know if I believe this, but...
Wow.
Whatever.
Aren't they public knowledge?
It's private
information?
I think it is private. I think.
Your grades?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Why
would they? Why wouldn't
you have to release that stuff, though?
Would you have to?
Yeah, wouldn't you have to say, yeah, you can release my grades? Because I know...
Yeah.
I just read the story about... it was Michelle Obama wrote a thesis that was not, it was a little, it looked
amateurish.
Like, yeah, it was a little amateurish. And all these people were trying to get a hold of it.
Oh,
and they said,
market,
oh, they're blocking
market.
Her thesis from being out. It was about being black in America and had some things maybe that she wouldn't want associated with her. Anyway, they finally said, okay, put it out. And then people could read it. Mm. And they had it in the Daily Mail. But... Until they said that, people couldn't get a hold of it.
Huh.
And I don't know why. How do people know what her thesis is and know to even ask for it?
Right.
I've had job applications where they've asked me, you know, obviously for transcripts, so they can't just go and request them.
Yeah.
They need for me to sign
can't
off
just get
on it.
Anyone's transcripts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if, well, okay, so he
it's
probably
like
went to private school, right? He probably went to private school.
Yeah, it was
school.
A private school. Yeah, that's what they said,
yeah.
You mean his college?
No, the high school one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's his high school grades, really.
But was he in blackface in the yearbook?
The New York Military Academy.
I think they know
Academy.
That by now.
Oh, that's right. He was in a military academy.
Yeah. There's pictures of him in uniform.
He looks sharp.
He's quite geeky.
He looks sharp.
Not fair, not right.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh.
It's actually quite kind of sad breaking news.
Oh, no.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and
Trebek?
Transparent with
Is
our
Jeopardy
fan base.
Is he announcing his death?
Kind of.
I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown
oh, no.
or inaccurate
it's coming out of the
reports
He's
regarding
sick.
My health.
It's very sad.
So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just
He's
like...
got age.
50,000 other people in the United States each year, This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging. But I'm going to fight this. And I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends.
Well, that means like one
and
day
with the help
a
of
month,
your prayers.
Yeah. Also, shoot a million songs in a row.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me. Keep the faith, and we'll win.
Aww.
We'll get it done. Thank you.
What a bummer. I like
the guy. Is
that
going to be a Jeopardy question at any point?
Yeah, probably. Isn't that a bummer?
Now, I know,
yeah.
I know this is too soon, but who does eventually take over for Jeopardy?
Drew Carey.
He's got the cushiest gig in the world. He's not leaving The Price is Right.
I would say Chris Harrison, but he swore on The Bachelor the other night, and Maz felt he's going to lose a hosting gig.
I got it. Jeff Probst. Because he hosted Rock and Roll Jeopardy. Drew's making a real scrunchy face.
Don't you have to be kind of Trebek-like to do that? And who's more Trebek-like than...
Maybe this should break new ground with somebody who has a different approach.
And I apologize for the AIDS drop.
Hey!
Sorry about
bummer, man.
It was reckless speculation.
My bad.
All right.
I like Trebek.
Well, hi, everyone.
Let's get it moving out of here. Work to be done. Tomorrow, Trudy's back. Will Trudy make it through the week? That's the question.
That is a huge question.
Wednesday and Thursday are,
it's very hard.
Mondays, oh my God. You're starting the week off and you got to do that show and then you got to be over here. Oh my God. And you get the Tuesday break. Then Wednesday comes along, which is survival. Thursday, I don't know if you'll make it tomorrow. You might need Maz to pitch in.
Well, it's good for him. It's nice that he volunteered. Sweet of him.
He said he volunteers when somebody's off at Zot. He fills in all the time.
What
happens
if there's two off at each place? Like, what if Trudy needs some time and someone at Zot needs
some
time?
Well, Zot's his biggest paycheck, so I assume he would fill in for Zot, obviously. That goes without saying.
Still waiting on that program.
Okay.
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 Did he say he had it, or did he have to?
Oh, yeah, no, he said he had it. He said everybody there knew that it was from you.
Maybe he can send it with the Reggie Miller audio.
Oh, there's no photographic evidence of this?
Oh, you didn't know, did you?
I've heard
you
about
heard the story,
this.
Right?
Yes, I got this.
Yeah, you were here that day. You were here that day, so the online...
Gail King interviewed him this morning about it. He was really upset. Oh, that was R. Kelly. That's right.
There's the posting from online that someone sent us, and it clearly says...
Huh. Donated. Wow.
By Tom Maz.
Wow.
He's outraged.
But he was very insistent that in the program it says Drew, and everybody there knew it was from Drew. Even without any evidence.
I'm sure he'll send it, probably coming any minute now. With the Reggie Miller audio. And we will see you tomorrow.
See ya!
I was born in Michigan, and I'd like to wish again that I was back in the town where I was born. There's a farm in Michigan, and I'd like to fish again in the river that flows beside the field of waving corn. A lonesome soul am I. Here's the reason why I want to go back. I want to go back, I want to go back to the farm, far away from harm, with a milk pail on my arm. I miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city's very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there, I want to see there, a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again I was in Michigan, down on the farm. Why, that's why I wish again I was in Michigan, down on the farm.